Hey man, this is Dalvin. If you're not listening to Not That Serious Podcast on iTunes or SoundCloud, you're really bugging.
Dom checking in for another episode of Not That Serious, the podcast. If you haven't checked it out, I really don't know what you're doing with your life.
Hey yo, it's Mina. Check out Not That Serious Podcast with my boy LZ and Big Mike, the realest motherfucking podcast ever. Okay.
Yo, it's your boy Shake, and I'm fucking with the Not That Serious Podcast where niggas wear silk daddies even if they got bald heads.
And then the way we're going to have to do it, we're going to have to send the audio over, and then we'll just literally...
Yeah, exactly.
We ain't plugging nothing into the cameras.
Yeah, exactly.
So basically, like, all these lights, I feel like every amateur porn I've ever watched.
Don't you feel like... You just want to put some tits on?
Yeah, I just want to get naked, nigga.
I feel like I should do a...
Speaking of that...
I feel like I should do a solo and just start jacking it on the table right
speaking
now.
Speaking of that, since the tweet started going viral again, there's been a lot of horny-ass niggas underneath that tweet.
Yeah.
Like, trying to, like, get the link, like, really hard.
Yeah. Bro,
one nigga DM'd us and was like, yo... Who's that on the right?
I helped him out.
And it was Tiana Trump. I'm like, how don't
I'm
you
like,
know?
How are you a horny nigga?
Yeah.
You can't recognize. You can't. Nigga, I can recognize motherfucking Marcus, Mr. Marcus from a heel. And you can't look at Tiana Trump's face.
He was like, who is that? He's like, you kind of dick.
I know Rico Strong's tattoos from his chest. Like he's my son. Okay, you can show me a nigga earlobe, be like, yo, Lexington Steel, that's it.
Lexington Steel,
that's the pipe man, the pipe god.
We grew up on these niggas.
Yeah,
we grew up on
nigga,
these.
I grew up. It was Donovan McNabb, Michael Jordan, Jay-Z, Wesley Pipes, all pioneers and heroes in my life.
Definitely pioneered.
And you can't look Tiana Trump in the face. Nah, I want that nigga's horny.
And she was
card.
Looking at the camera. That was the weird part about it. I was like, how don't you know who that is?
Bro, I want that nigga's horny card,
like
bro.
Clueless and horny.
Yeah. Bro, confused and horny.
Ain't nothing. That's a terrible combo.
That's a dangerous, dangerous way to live.
Yeah, that's how niggas end up making terrible decisions.
No, but, okay, so what did good come, did some good did come up that tweet. Somebody tweeted a picture of some fine ass girl, some big titties, and somebody handing her $100, right? So someone's like, yo, link, who's that, what's her name, blah, blah, blah. And then some kind soul, Charles, you know, just a random, no reference, no nothing, just a link, boop. And I'm like,
just a link for the tweet?
Not for a scene.
Yeah.
That my initial scene that I put we were talking about.
Yeah.
But like it was a screen cap of another porno. And then somebody put the scene. I was like, oh, I'm intrigued by this. I clicked it.
Yeah.
And it was somebody's Google Drive. And it was a scene. Now this girl getting reamed out. I jerked off to her before I got here. Yeah.
Niggas dropping Google Drive links.
Yeah,
that is top notch generosity right there. That's like paying it forward.
Yeah, nigga. I hit my drive. I was like, yo.
Then open up an app on your phone. You're like, oh,
I was like,
shit.
Wipe the memory clean.
That's a
yeah.
So we know what you did before you got here, Corey. What did you do?
That's why I'm so relaxed and limber.
Laundry,
same.
I mean, same thing. Made laundry.
Yeah, I did laundry too, and I had work. But you know what I did? I washed my comforters today and my sheets.
Ooh,
yeah,
yeah. That's when you really feel like you're a piece of shit when you wash your comforters.
Yeah, you know, it really makes you feel like a piece of shit when you're like, "When's the last time I did this?"
Yeah, yo, I was just
you
were like, yeah, like I was like, huh. I just took them off of bed. I was like, oh fuck, when's the last time? And I just threw it in there. Yeah. I didn't want to think about it too much. I was like, what the fuck? But girl, like I know women wash their shits like once a week.
Yeah,
like women, because they be bleeding on that shit and shit. Like, but like,
what the fuck is she? What the fuck are they slaying cattle? They just be bleeding on that shit.
Yeah, just be bleeding profusely.
Like they don't know how to handle it. Every period is the first period. Oh no!
In my head, that's they act like it.
Yeah, bitch, we get it. Yeah, we did it. The uterine lining. Get over it. Blah, blah. At this point, it's like motherfucking a nosebleed. Get over it. It's routine. Blow your nose. Stick the tip, stick the toilet up the cooch, and keep it moving, bitch.
My stomach hurts sometimes, too.
Yeah, fuck. We got things to do, bitch. I cramp up, too, bitch. I'm a Charlie horse. You see me crying about it, doing marches. What the fuck going on?
Oh, man. I'm just
What's
playing.
Going on, everybody?
I'm just playing. Kidding.
It's not that serious, the podcast. Mm-hmm. We're back. It's another episode.
What is this, 89 or 90?
I want to say 89.
Let me check for
89.
Sure. Let me check for sure. I really want to know. I think you're right. I think it is 89.
I think it's 89.
Yeah, 89. Yeah,
it's 89. Who's a good player with 89?
Steve Smith.
Sure, Steve Smith?
Yep. Yeah, Steve Smith.
That's our last goon-ass nigga, man.
Mm. Steve Smith, Doug Baldwin. He was a good one.
What? Doug Baldwin. Okay, I can rock with those two.
I don't know. Who else would be? I'd rock with those two.
Yeah. So, episode 89. What's going on? You looking at me? Yes. You're looking at us.
Yes, you see us.
You see us, we see you. Why? Because it's visuals in this hole. Mm-hmm. Finally, we're doing it.
going on 3 years later.
Yeah, going on, two and some change. Yeah. But, listen. You've been waiting for that one nigga to act right. We're finally acting right. Okay? It happens for you sometimes. Eventually, they do want to stay.
I don't know. Probably not.
But
shout out to all the loyal women.
Shout out to all the loyal dummies.
No, I say dummy. More like dummy. Like, more like dumb.
Like, that nigga doesn't want you. I'm like, bitch, you are still stupid, huh? God bless you and your dumb ass. So, you're probably wondering, how did you come across these visuals?
Yeah.
How did all this illustrious lightings and different camera angles that you're visually processing right now?
Overnight.
As I look at you, and we also pan to LZ, and we also pan to Corey. How is this processing right now? Well, we didn't hit the lottery. We didn't.
We did not.
Okay. Corey's settlement check didn't drop yet from his anal bruising. So, we came across another type of good luck.
Yeah, it's for real.
Our boy, what?
Quache.
Yes, what's your name again, sir?
Quache. Because he's younger than you. And it's funny. You know what's funny? He doesn't remember you and you don't remember him. But we were all in high school at the same time.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. He didn't go to township. Oh, that's what it was. All right. So you didn't play football. No. But me and Corey, we played football with Quache. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, that's why.
And he played basketball with his brothers.
Yeah, and I played basketball. Oh, man.
Okay.
I'm sure you've heard stories about that nigga.
My brother.
Yeah.
Who's
I'm about to say. Well, even so, like, you were younger.
That's his brother?
Mm-hmm.
What? Because he's your brother?
Yeah.
Well, all right.
Yeah. That's his older brother. That boy is funny.
Damn. All right.
Hilarious. Man. Is he still balling or?
Yeah.
No. Oh, that. Oh. Not Quincy Williams. I've got another. Top Quincy. That's what's up.
top
before I ball Quincy. That's what's
Listen. You want to talk about AI? If I had to imagine playing with Allen Iverson on an NBA team, I kind of did it because Quincy was that nigga.
That nigga ran on chocolate milks
and blunts
and fellatio.
That was it, bro.
How did this nigga keep doing this?
Oh man, bro, he would come. I'm pretty sure he was high. I was a young boy. I was a freshman, so I wouldn't know. I'm pretty sure he was high. He was high, and he would get necked before every game. Drop 30. Easy.
I'm like the lightest 30.
I'm like, what the fuck, bro? This nigga was so quick. He could finish. He could shoot.
The nigga get lefty too.
Was he lefty? No, he was righty. But he was like 110 pounds. Soaking wet. And he was the nicest nigga on the court at all times. Didn't try. Every game, bro, he did not try, bro. And it was the funniest shit ever, bro. I remember this one visual. We were warming up for the game. And the game was about to start probably in about 20 minutes. This nigga Quincy was asleep in between the bleachers. Like, if you ever seen high school bleachers, like, he was asleep in the crevice. Just knocked his whole body out. His whole body.
Like a mummy?
Like a mummy. The nigga woke up and got in bad buckets. Like, he was really that nigga. He was like that. Shout out to him. Didn't he ball overseas for a little bit, too?
He was supposed to.
Okay. I remember I saw like pictures and stuff. I wasn't sure if he actually did it, but
yeah.
he was definitely good enough. Like,
yeah.
I've seen a lot of people play basketball. That nigga was special because he didn't try. It was so effortless. So shout out to him. I hope he's doing all right.
Well,
That nigga was funny, man.
So visuals are provided by our boy Quashe.
Quashe.
Can somebody provide? I wasn't around for the
how it happened.
The genesis of this idea.
Really, it was you, Corey.
Yeah,
you were just drunk, so you just don't really know how it happened.
Yeah,
and I was drunk too because I don't know if you noticed there was like 5 drinks behind me while I was DJing. They were all mine. I was body. I was just like, yeah, nigga, come through. Like,
you remember the conversation? Yeah, like what
happened?
I thought about it for a while. I was like, I gotta hit these niggas up. Cause I have the cameras, like I got these niggas need to be on camera. It's just too fucking funny. And I saw y'all out of brick wall. I was like, Corey, what's up? Like, let's do it.
Corey was like, yeah,
like, for real, let's go.
Yeah, so I was like, I'm gonna DM you tomorrow because we record on Wednesdays.
Yeah.
And then he was like, nah, you ain't gonna remember. I was like, nah, like I'm good.
It was Wednesday.
Yeah, but
I was talking about next week. Nigga DM me yesterday.
Yeah, so about that.
I was like, damn, Big Mike said, nah, fuck that.
We did it. He just forgot.
So then I brought him to the DJ booth.
Yeah.
And I was like, yo, he's trying to record us.
I was like, yeah, bro, go through it. I remember now. He was like, I'm not distracting you or nothing. I was like, nigga, nah. I'm in the middle of DJ. I'm like, nah, man, what's up? Just talking, having a conversation. But yeah, so.
So it was brought to the group chat, and they was like, yeah, you know, my boy Q trying to record. I'm like, who the fuck is Q? And I was like, question. I was like, all right, okay. Sure. So I was like, it was good and bad. I was like, good. I was like, all right, we're making a step. We're about to be on film. You know what I mean? Da, 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 da. I'm like, all right, this is dope. Bad side is I gotta actually look presentable.
Yeah, now I gotta get a haircut for real now.
A haircut, like
that's why I got the hat on.
Yeah, nigga, I'm out here. He out here with his NBA young boy. I'm just roughing it. But you know,
Corey butt got a whole fit on.
Corey's a different ass nigga, bro. Ooh,
he got a striped shirt on.
This nigga got his chain on. This nigga never wears jewelry down here.
He doesn't.
Ever.
That's usually got his do-rag over his ears.
Ever. This nigga be here in pajamas. Well, this nigga be here in jammy jams. What's on your fucking feet right now?
You got Vans on.
Okay, that's okay. That's,
yeah, right.
That's a little par for the course.
Nah, I use
that. What is this? Where's this sweater from?
Zara.
This bitch is wearing fucking Zara in the you fucking whore.
This is where I wear to work today, though.
Yeah, you're a slut.
You know the vibes. I only shop at Zara, so.
Yeah. All right, whatever. Arms and chest ass niggas. Fuck y'all. I shop at the fucking DXL, bitch. For the hefty man.
Big and tall?
Yeah. And scratch off the tall.
Just big two times. Just big squared.
Just biggie bigs.
Just big.
Just bigs for your big ass.
But speaking of clothes, you about to say, this hoodie look familiar?
Bruh! Throwback.
This hoodie's a throwback. Shout out to the niggas that never paid me. So.
Oh, shit, we never paid you.
Well, shout out to all the niggas. You know what? We spoke about this on the episode. This episode never aired.
We had
the whole brotherhood
down here
from Montclair State on this podcast.
So basically, for those of you who don't heard that,
yeah, I'm about to say you got to give a little insight.
No context.
It has no context. But go ahead.
Basically, all my friends from college, they were like, "Yo," because this was early in the pod. They were like, "Yo, we got to come
raw down."
Da, 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 da. Yeah, we got to come down and go in the pod. I'm like, "All right, man," but I warned y'all. Like, listen, it's 9 of us. It's 9 of y'all plus me and Corey. It's not.
It was just me. I was saying it was just me and you at the time.
I was here.
You were
Corey
here.
Corey just wants to be there, so it's not going to be a conducive conversation.
And boy, was it not.
And I'm like, this is not going to be a podcast that can go anywhere. Because it's not, niggas are not going to be focused. Number one, I know you guys are going to be drinking.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they were.
And I know one of us is going to be high because I know how we work.
Mm.
So we basically come down in Elsie's basement where we are right now.
Where we are right
just
now.
Just 9, 10 niggas, yeah. All of us full to the brim with liquor and cheese steaks.
Nah, yeah, we were with them.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we did. We had good times.
Yeah. And I'm like, we're just chatting, and it was just a fucking... It was
a great night, but...
It was a great night, but it was not...
But there was a point in the pod when I looked around, and we were all talking at the same time.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, this isn't happening.
This is not going to be
And
good.
Sure enough, as soon as we stopped, I was like, yeah, we're not...
Yeah.
That's not going anywhere.
Yeah,
But shout out to them, because they produced this hoodie.
Yes, back in the college days.
But the reason they didn't pay me... I don't know if we talked about this before.
All right, so I'm going to throw back. All right.
We probably have.
Me and my friends, we were in a college student organization called the Brotherhood, right?
They just ate pizza.
No.
They dressed up.
They wore ties on Tuesdays, and they ate pizza on Wednesdays.
We were a black advocacy male group for minorities on campus that helped retention rates and graduation rates. Niggas.
Yeah, I went. I went to a couple of meetings.
And we also ate pizza at the party. So at this particular function, we had like a. It was in the summer, like near the summertime, the end of the semester.
Yeah, it was the springtime.
We had like a basketball tournament, NBA Street tournament / pool thing / everything in this little area in the village.
Damn, the pool was open. Yeah,
yeah, it was dope.
Yeah,
right.
It was fun.
So I was like, boom, we get my man LZ the DJ. It's gonna be. I already know the music's gonna be jumping. People gonna want to come through. It's gonna be the event of that weekend. We gonna tear the shit down. That's how we gonna end the semester off with a bang, boom. Yeah. Get LZ come through. Now the way school like budgets work.
Now here's where things get funny.
Yeah, you can't just. It's so, for some dumb reason you can't just say yo. Student organization board, give us our money that we're gonna pay this man with and keep it at that.
Yeah.
We gotta have to do like and get him a contract, get a copy of that contract, then make sure he had an account that it could go to him. And it was a whole bunch of mess.
It was a process for sure.
And he, long story short, nigga never got his money.
Yeah. And it was only $150. Yeah. That was a big... It was $150.
And he was there for a minute.
Yeah, and I stayed longer. I was like, bro, I got you. I don't give
a fuck. Yeah, I'm like, bro, he hooked us up. So.
Yeah, I was like, I got you.
And I'm like, we did not pay him a lot at all. Well, we didn't pay him, period.
Yeah. So
he got a hoodie, though.
Yeah, I got a hoodie out of it. Now, I paid for the hoodie, though. So, technically, I'm in the hole.
Oh, shit.
I support y'all, so I paid for the hoodie.
You got Demetrius.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I did.
Speaking of Demetrius.
Wait, hold up. But what I wanted to say about that was, remember the nigga tried to fight out there? This nigga...
What happened?
I feel like if anybody goes to a school where there's multiple schools in the area, there's always at least one nigga who shows up at every school trying to fight. This nigga went to Kane, but he was at Montclair. I think he used to go there at one point, but he might have got kicked out. He was batshit crazy. Like, the nigga was just... Something was wrong with this nigga.
Do you remember when we went to Philly a couple weeks ago, and there was a nigga in the club with AirPods?
Yeah.
In the club?
Yeah.
But he was just there to fight.
Yeah, he was ready to just take him out and fight. Like, that's why he was there.
If you go to a club...
Like, somebody was in his ear, like, yo, the target is in the... Like, it was weird.
Yeah.
But it was like that, like... I don't even know why the nigga ended up fighting or who he was trying to fight. It was a 3-on-3 tournament. And he just ruined the whole thing. So I think it actually got shut down at one point. We were like, all right, we out. But shout out to that jackass. But back to the hoodie. Demetrius?
Yes.
Demetrius Harm?
Before we get to that.
Yeah.
How's everybody's week?
Oh. Nothing really happens. It's kind of slow this week.
Yeah, it's been slow.
Slow.
Just preparing to get the fuck about my job, you know? Last days on Friday.
Oh man, yeah. We should do something.
We should.
We can.
We'll think of something.
Just want to hit a bar, some wings, something.
That's whatever.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah,
that sounds really good.
I kind of want to go to 45th.
45th?
Yeah, we ain't been there in a while.
45th has great wings.
Yeah, so
they do have decent wings.
Shout out to 45th Street Pub. Yo, now we can start doing like little advertisements and shit.
Yeah.
Like looking straight to the camera. Shout out to 45th. But yeah, they do have good wings.
Red Bull.
Yeah, man, listen, we can do it all. We need to find out how to get advertisements.
We do.
They should have been sponsored us though. Yeah. We've been trying to, man. We've been trying to plug Jack Daniel's since the rip. Like I was buying bottles on bottles of Jack Daniel's. Like I had a collection.
We was getting all types of whiskeys. And then that Japanese whiskey.
Oh man, damn, from the Dominatrix.
From my Dominatrix joint, hit me down.
With that shit had us drunk as hell, yeah, nigga. I smelled it and it was gone.
What was you drinking last week? What?
It was Jack Daniels, but like a higher percentage.
Yeah, and then Bel Air Rosé.
That's what we were chasing it with.
Yeah, it was disgusting.
We were really wilding.
Yeah, we got a lot of F-bombs off. All right, so let's just get it started. You already know the deal. We're going to keep it short today because we got visuals, you know what I mean, working things out, see how we get
yeah, these, we got to work on these kinks and
get
shit.
Get these computers puting, you feel me? Yeah. So we're going to try to be a little more concise.
Yeah, a little more accurate.
You know what I'm saying? We're going to start with, what's up with this nigga Demetrius Harmon, man?
I mean, me personally, I saw this coming.
Let's give context.
So Demetrius Harmon he's a Twitter comedian. This is really that's a new thing now. So he's a Twitter comedian.
He started on Vine, right?
Yeah, he started on Vine, moved his way over to Twitter. The nigga's funny. Like, you can't say he's not funny.
Nigga's hilarious.
Like, he has great videos.
That nigga, what's his name? Is Meech on Mars, right?
Yeah, Meech on Mars. So he started on Vine, made his way to Twitter, and then kind of when he really started getting popping on Twitter and how the whole mental health thing is so important now. Well, it's more highlighted and people pay more attention to it. He came out and stated that this is like probably like a year and a half now. Told everybody how he's been dealing with his depression and everything like that. So that it's real. He's had evidence. Like, he almost didn't make it out of high school. Like, he was about to kill himself. Like, it was a whole different thing. A whole thing. Nah, it's real.
You got chills.
We're on camera now. It's real.
I just hear that sentence. I almost didn't make it out of high school.
No, that aspect is real. He was really going through it. So he came up with these hoodies called You Matter. I think it started out like maybe as like a hashtag. Yeah. So he made these hoodies and put on the hoodie. This is gonna be the downfall.
Yeah,
you.
Right here. Yeah. Because they can see everything.
Yeah, they see everything.
Oh, their arches are so dark.
Yeah. The nigga's from Detroit. What the fuck?
I tried to make Alaska.
Alaska.
It collapsed. Remind me of my existence. Hey, shut the fuck up, nigga.
I think he said my baked Alaska.
Listen, man.
That nigga was like, Gigi just told me to climb this rope.
It's so dark in here.
Are you going to climb the deep existence that is my existence in my life?
Listen, man.
How do I climb out of this deep depression?
Hey, listen. People went through different shit.
It's so dark. All right, I'm done.
Oh, man. So when he was in high school, he went through that. So after that, he he kind of told everybody, you know, I was depressed and I was going through this. People related to him. He reached out to a lot of people and he was able to touch a lot of lives. So he made the hoodies, You Matter.
And then he sold shit.
And then he started selling stuff. Now, that's my issue. When you start selling stuff that coincides with mental health, it's a very, very thin line. Like, the line is so thin.
To me, it don't exist.
Yeah. It damn near doesn't. But it reaches a lot of people, and it helps a lot of people feel better about themselves. So buying things, having a consumer is a consumer.
Buying a hoodie makes you feel better about yourself, bro.
Man.
Spend that shit on some therapy,
dog,
bro.
People would like porn. Like shit, like, people have different avenues outlets. So he was selling these hoodies. And the hoodies were doing really well. And the thing about the hoodie, they're dope. The hoodies are great.
Nah, the hoodies are fire.
The hoodie is
very
fire.
Quality.
But where I knew, like, it would be an issue is because he was doing this, he was selling it. But at the same time, you see this nigga out at basketball games. Never nosebleeds. This nigga's courtside.
He be at Staples Center.
The nigga's from Detroit. He lives in L.A. He's selling these hoodies.
No Pistons games?
He's not in no movies. He got on jewelry. He got on like blinging and shit. Yeah. Like, the shit is crazy. And now he had the hoodies. He put out a tweet that basically said, "If you've ever self-harmed yourself, the hoodies are 40% off."
First of all, how the fuck do you gauge that?
I don't know how you gauge that. He said the hoodies are 40% off to cover your scars.
Do you get a vial and like send some?
Yeah. What do you got to do? You got to take a picture of the evidence.
Take a picture of your slit wrist.
Yeah. Like what the fuck? Give him some
wrist blood.
Yeah. Hey, this is not gonna last long. This is not gonna last long.
You gotta send Demetrius Armin some wrist blood.
Somebody on Twitter said, "Don't cut yourself, cut me a check."
Well, shit, nigga, cut yourself. As long as you cut me a check. That's what he wants you to do.
He's just
I don't care what you're cutting.
As long as you also
cut a check.
My Cash App.
It still works.
Yeah, my Cash App.
My Cash App is don't touch that knife. Dollar sign, don't touch that knife.
Dollar sign. Oh, man. 6 foot rope. Yeah. This is going to get flagged. This can't even go up like this.
If you self-armed yourself, you get 40%
off. Yeah, that's
now.
It's but
what's 40% worth of self harm?
He did not think any of that through.
Now, like, if I get more cuts, do I get 60% off? Now, if I swallow a bottle of pills, do I get 80%?
Yeah, like there's different ways that people did it that might have been worse. Though.
If I go into the catch,
yeah, what that nigga did.
What as far as what?
40% off, but
oh yeah, so he actually raised the price of the hoodie,
yeah,
and then made it 40% off, so it was the same price anyway.
Are you kidding me?
No,
what?
The fucking clown, bro. That is...
Oh no, let's play Fantasy Land.
Yeah,
the hoodie's original price is $100. Mm-hmm. Right?
No, they weren't. They weren't. Saying, but he's just saying, for mathematical purposes.
For mathematical purposes, the numbers are nice.
Make it nice and even.
Nice even 100. I'm not going to say 75 and do 40% of that.
Yeah, right.
I'm not fucking Pythagoras. It's $100 even. Now, when he says 40% off, you would imagine he goes, okay, now it's $60 because I have bloody wrists. Right? But what old Dimitri decides to do is says, hold on, bloody wrist Bill. I'm going to raise it up to 140 so that now.
So when you get that 40% off,
it's just 100 again. He's a piece of shit.
And his excuse was about like how the hoodies are made and how much it takes to make the hoodie, and we have our own clothing, so I understand what he's saying. Like, it costs a certain amount of money to make the hoodie, but you cannot finesse these people. These are people who are self. Like, did you lose sight of that?
These niggas are on the edge.
Yeah, these people are self harming themselves, and you are manipulating them.
That 40% that you're lying about could be what takes them over the edge.
Dog, that shit is crazy. And I'm not even trying
to be fucking funny, like.
Dog, and he tried to. He said he tried to. Price of the hoodies being high the past few months, $65 for a hoodie, for the hoodie covers, better customer service and faster shipping rates. I get that. That's fine. People were paying for the hoodies at the price they were at. Like, what are you finessing people for? That shit is mad whack. How many times we got to talk about turning your
bike down? I'm sorry. I'm ignorant.
How many times do we have to talk about it?
I'm ignorant. I am sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. But yeah, I don't know, man. Like it's a bad scene. In the words of Barry McConaughey, tough scene, and you hate to see it. But he's really just
slit it.
Yeah,
you hate to risk Mike.
There are YouTube guidelines that we need to follow. And there's certain stipulations.
Ayo.
Oh my god.
I can't even think of a joke. That's just crazy. He's a fucking beast. He's mad wild for
he was
that.
Slightly trash. I think he lost sight of what he was actually doing. Like, because he was doing it for a good cause and he started making so much money that he was like, oh, shit, nigga, I'm not depressed no more than y'all niggas are. Like, y'all niggas got that depression shit. I'm rich.
Money in
my head. Yeah. These buyers are very mentally healthy. So I told him, bring me my money. Like, that's. Blood money.
Blood money. Blood rich money. No,
man. That shit is crazy. Like, he's gonna lose a lot of followers over this. Because this is not something like...
It doesn't seem organic
anymore. It's not organic anymore. It's not...
And then also...
And I heard... Also, I heard he stole somebody's design.
I was just about to say
yeah.
that. I was gonna...
The UMatter University? So apparently.
He also was alleged that he stole some... Yeah. Concepts and ideas from another
and whoever did it has me blocked, so
he follows me. The boy good guy clothing, the dude Dennis. He used his ad name used to be OG Beard.
Oh no, he didn't block me. It was somebody else.
Oh well. He got a new page or whatever, and okay. like, he does good guy clothing and like
oh he does?
Yeah, and then like part of this thing is like Good Guy University and like okay. order clothes.
Yeah.
They send you like a acceptance letter from the Dean, like,
oh, that's congratulations. But actually, didn't he kind of steal that from T-Pain? Remember T-Pain had a Wisconsin University.
All of these ideas are stolen.
Nothing's original.
Nothing's original. You know what I'm saying?
But this is the first podcast ever, so you better.
This is the first and best podcast ever.
Literally.
This is the first podcast ever, nigga.
First and only you need
We
to
started,
know.
Yeah, we started this shit, yeah. So fuck what you heard.
So they're saying they stole that whole university aspect and, idea from them too. So, I mean, he's kind of in hot water right now.
He is.
And like, I, like you know said, what? It's since a tough scene.
It is a tough scene, and since he's just a Twitter comedian, there is no coming back from this. Because you don't have a career.
Yeah, that is your
so.
That's your
and niggas can just like literally block you, and nothing you do will ever matter.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, he tread lightly, me you.
Tread lightly,
that nigga's about to be back in the D.
Oh man,
yeah, clean that up because we are on camera.
Goddamn. Well, there it is. First episode, caught me on slipping.
Well, yeah, and I don't even know what happened. What happened to the other light skinned boy that I used to run with? The
Dope Island nigga.
Yeah, he was actually funnier than him.
they still like make videos and shit.
I haven't seen a video from them. Yeah,
he's funnier than
I want to find out what all them Vine niggas do now, because like
they have jobs.
Yeah, it's
because Vine doesn't pay you.
It's hard. It's hard.
Who was that one nigga's name? FX. Nigga who used to do FX on Vine.
Oh yeah, I know he's hurting now.
Yeah, like.
You can't do effects in real life. The fuck can you do?
Yeah.
It's just not funny in
Yeah, you can't, yeah. Damn, Vine really was niggas weren't getting paid from Vine, were they? I didn't think so.
No.
Niggas doing it for clout.
Yeah, meetups and shit like that.
Yeah. Yeah, they were doing Vine meetups.
Uh-huh.
Bunch of fucking
Never
mind.
You're about to tell me about the YouTube guy. You're about to let a hot one out.
Oh,
yeah, settle
man.
Down, chief.
Yeah, no, I didn't do it. Oh, y'all took all the pictures out?
Another brother.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. Okay.
I'm like, all right.
Anyway.
But anyway, what do we have next?
Are
we freestyling?
Yeah, we're what
else? What else happened? What did I want to talk about?
You talk about that bum ass nigga. What?
Fabulous
and Kid Nova, man.
This is kind of disgusting to me. It's very, very slimy.
It's very nasty. Like,
it is.
Very,
it's
very
catty. Like I'd expect this shit from like some B-list women. Like
that's love and hip hop.
Yeah, some love and hip hop shit.
That's
like
some
this shit whack.
Some like Evelyn Lozada.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. If you don't know.
Casanova's supposed to be a whole.
Yeah, he's supposed to be a real nigga. But like, what the fuck?
Real ass goon ass blood.
Yeah,
nigga,
this shit
you
whack.
Out here.
I thought he was a Crip.
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever. Sorry. What are those New York niggas?
Nigga, you're from New York.
Yeah. What are you gangbanging for, nigga?
What are you gangbanging for?
It's Latin Kings. That's it.
Yeah,
but
chill out, SA.
But so basically, Fab was on camera. I don't even know how this even came about.
So this is all right. Bro.
How did this even happen? Yeah, I'm mad.
Fabulous just released a new project, Summertime Shootout. It's called Summertime Shootout 3.
All I saw from it was the bad bars.
In December. Great.
Very mean.
Called the coldest one ever. I'm sure it was. I didn't listen to it, but I'm sure it was.
Oh, it was a summer. It's from that series, though?
Yeah, Summertime Shootout.
But it's called Summertime Shootout.
The coldest summer ever.
I fucking hate Fabulous.
I hate him a lot, too. So, I guess, and then Casanova got something coming out. I'm not 100% sure on that
More than likely. He hasn't dropped anything.
Really. So, basically, Fabulous asked Shiggy, was like, yo, I need you to do a choosy challenge. Like, basically, make like a dance or a challenge to one of his songs. So that, you know, in the same vein of that one song he did with Drake.
In My Feelings,
where, thank you, OVO Resident, where he did the In My Feelings thing where he made a dance and it got really popping, mm-hmm. and it kind of even elevated the song, and he got to be a part of that movie for a little bit, and it was a good time for Shiggy, you know what I mean? And then, so, Fabulous was asking for the same thing. And Shiggy, damn him, he said,
cut a check.
I should get a check for this. As not even on no belligerent, like, nigga, suck my dick, pay me.
Yeah.
I was like, yo, I think I really should be getting compensated for this.
Yeah.
he said, I think if I'm going to work. This is my job.
Yeah, like, this is how I eat.
And he wasn't. That was his exact words.
He's not lying.
Those were his, like, this is how I eat. I don't rap.
Yeah, he's not a rapper. He's not really an actor.
His videos aren't really that funny anymore.
Yeah, this is how he eats.
Yeah.
And this nigga asked him to do it for free. And caught an attitude when he did so.
And then tried to bring Casanova in it to bully him into doing it for free.
Like, what the fuck is Casanova about to make me do? Like, no,
that shit
nigga.
Was really wild.
Like, you're the rapper. You're supposed to have the money. And then they're like, oh, well, you ain't what'd he say?
They belittle him. Was like, yo, so you said you can't do it for the love. What about all them times like we bring niggas like you into our section in the club
That's how you know I'm real.
We bring you on our section. Y'all have a good time popping bottles with bitches. You be with us. We don't really want you in here, like, but we bring y'all in anyway. And I'm like, damn, Cash, that's some corny shit.
If that's the case, don't bring the nigga around.
And then it was like, oh, you know, you ain't charged Drake when you was doing that dance. You was doing that for free. You wasn't asking for none of that money. And then I really wish the Shickster just said, yo, first of all, my niggas, neither one of you are Drake.
Aubrey
Graham.
Atmosphere as Drake.
Yeah, Drake probably would have paid me.
Yeah, Drake would have paid him. Drake did pay him.
Drake did.
And Drake also didn't ask.
Yeah. Didn't ask. And paid him when he didn't have to.
Yeah.
That's how much professional this nigga is. He did it off the strength. Now that's off the strength.
Yeah. That's strength.
Just because you brought a little because it's Drake. You don't need no help promoting song.
Yeah. Nah, not at all. The song was a banger.
Yeah.
That's what already Drake a banger. Never needs is promo. Drake got it.
Yeah.
But he said, you know what? I'm going to hook you up anyway.
Brought him on tour. And he had him on a couple shows, I think.
And he had about three shows in Madison Square Garden. and he was in the In My Feelings video.
And then paid him money.
Yeah. To be
on top of that.
Come on, dog. Come on.
So.
Niggas are not Drake.
They said, oh, you didn't charge. Well, nigga, first of all, you're not Drake. You're not even close.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah, I got one. It's a washed rapper.
Fab,
who's like been asked for a while now, and two Casanova, not Wash, still relatively unknown,
just mid,
very mid,
just mid.
You,
that's it. He's just mid.
You sound rough, but
yeah,
you're very mid.
Yeah, like we thought you were about to be the next 50 Cent, and then that quickly died.
Yeah, I was like, oh, you really can't rap like that for you just get gruff on the mic.
Yeah, you're just wild, aggressive.
Yeah, you're just aggressive. Really aggressive.
Angry. You're an angry poet.
Doesn't
mean you're not really a poet.
Yeah.
You're like Busta Rhymes without the vocabulary.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Oh, man. That's
go
things
back to
don't.
Robin, nigga.
Yeah, yeah, right?
You
man.
Might need to gangbang.
You might have to do.
You might need that.
Yeah.
So, that's what they did. And I was like, that's very outstandingly corny.
Mm.
It's just like, yo, it's just fake, like. So first of all, play him like that, try to play him for, and I'm pretty sure he probably wasn't going to ask for a lot of money.
No. And either way, whatever he asked for, it was not going to be too much for either one.
Not for the rappers.
Your rappers.
Signed rappers.
You got all this ice in your neck telling him you don't got it. Suck my dick.
Yeah. I'm so happy Shiggy said nah, man. Shout out to him.
Are you crazy?
And I'm happy this story got out. Yeah. Because they're making themselves look like clowns.
And Fab was the one filming the shit.
Idiot. He's been an idiot.
He's been a cornball. Honestly, he's been a cornball.
That's the same nigga. He beats women. So what do we?
And look at his fit game. The nigga's just a he bad can't dress. Dressing.
Q, do you think he can dress?
Not lately.
Now he has had some fire fits.
Fabulous hasn't had a good outfit since 2017.
Nah, he had a good one the other day. With the leather ones, with the black.
You said leather.
Leather ones.
The patent leather.
You lost it. To the throwback.
Yeah, you lost.
That was his prime, really. Yeah,
that was his swag. When
he started getting too deep into the bag, like, how do you get fucking random throwback DuckTales jerseys? The fuck is wrong with you, Fab?
DuckTales?
Yeah. Like, he got on Goof Troop jerseys. Sit your fucking weird ass down, Fab.
He was like 42.
Go rhyme nice with ice.
That nigga sucks, man. He can't rap.
Sucks ass, bro.
Yeah, if you like Fab, something wrong with you.
Yeah. It'd be grown ass adults be like, oh my god, Fab can dress. I'm like, oh my god, you might have down them.
Alright, stop.
I'll shut up. Got it. I didn't finish it.
You didn't say it.
I'm just saying. If you look at Fabulous and you go, yo, that's a dressing ass nigga.
He can't dress. He can't.
I'm going to check you into some places.
Yeah.
And those are the same places that Demetrius Harmon's clients be coming out of. Yo, them niggas is ill. Oh, God. Yo, the way he rocks that leather with that fur. Oh, nice.
YouTube is going to get us the fuck out of here. Yeah. And, like, this shit.
We're going to have one up. And
there's going to be one episode, and YouTube's going to be like, what the fuck is this? It's going to be like putting South Park unedited on YouTube.
That's sure, there was whole episodes of The Sopranos up there.
On YouTube? Really?
So they better let us rock.
Yeah, they be wilding on there.
Yeah, nigga, they. That whole episode where they found out that the one character was gay, they left so many F-bombs.
Really?
They killed him.
Oh, my God.
They killed him?
Because he was gay.
You know what they did to him because he was gay? They killed him, beat him to death, and they shoved a pool cue up his ass.
They didn't have to do all that.
No, they didn't have to do it. They didn't have to murder him.
They definitely.
But they murdered and sodomized him.
Yeah, they easily could have been like, all right. like most of everybody else,
they just come like, yo, you can't run with the mob no more. But no, you gotta die and get pulled cute randomly. But
I don't care. I
don't
see why. Oh man, I don't see why people care so much about who people are fucking.
I don't care.
Like, as long as it's somebody of age with consent,
Drake.
Why does it matter? Yeah, come on, Drake.
What are we talking about?
Relax.
Your boy
out here.
I got grown men in my DMs. I got grown men in my DMs.
They're like, there was an interview that said, who's your celebrity crush? She's like, oh, Drake. He actually follows me. That's what the girl said.
How old is
she? She's like 15.
It doesn't fucking matter.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. I don't know.
She's not 18.
I don't know. She's not 18.
I don't know who she is. She's under 18.
Jaden Newman. She is the sister of Julian Newman, who is the world's worst basketball player. So Julian Newman, the world's worst basketball player, has a sister, and she is the world's worst rapper. They have a show on Bleacher Report. Okay, so Jaden Newman was 10 in 2015.
Oh, shit.
She's 19 now.
Nigga, what?
Huh?
She was 10 in 2015.
Oh,
that was 4 years ago.
Yeah,
that was
2015.
Oh, man, you going to R. Kelly, man? No, you heard 2010.
You doing R. Kelly, man?
Yeah. No. So she's 19. She was 10 in 2015. It is 4 years later.
She's not even 15?
Yeah, she's like 14 and a half.
That's disgusting. Yo, Drake is disgusting. That's yo, he's nasty.
Yeah.
What the fuck is wrong with that nigga, bro?
Wait, maybe that's off. Hold on.
She was
going into sixth grade in 2015. That's what it says. So she was 11 in sixth grade, you're 11?
Yeah.
Okay, so either way, she's like,
she's under 16.
She's under 18. Under 16. She's under 18. She's under 18. That's all that matters.
The bitch can't drive. The bitch can't drive. The bitch duck cannot get 6 points of ID.
No, she can. Oh man, yeah, she barely has one.
That bitch can't drive.
No, nah, unless she has a passport, that's it. But
ew, yo, Drake's nasty.
Yeah, that's nasty.
Yo, yo, what's up with but, your boy? Defend it. Defend your boy.
They're coworkers.
What
in the grand scheme of things?
What the fuck are they working on?
That's like me. That's like saying me and fucking you some even, other 6 year old bitch. Yeah. It's coworkers because we both black.
Get the fuck out of here.
And we work in the world.
I said they're and they work and they have jobs, so we're coworkers,
huh?
Nah, they're both entertainers.
I don't give a fuck.
I think that's
Drake
weird.
Is corny. Just admit it.
No, never said it's not wasn't. Corny.
Drake is corny.
It's sick,
and he's a fucking weirdo.
That nigga's nasty.
He's corny. He's a weirdo, bro.
No, that nigga wasn't.
No, I'm saying that nigga's nasty. I'm saying that nigga's nasty. I'm saying
Billy Bobby Brown, Billie Eilish, this bitch.
Was that the bitch he was sexing?
Yeah. No, Billie Eilish. He was texting Billie Eilish and Billy Bobby Brown
about boys.
About boys.
What are you texting a 15-year-old about boys for?
Huh?
Who the fuck does that?
Huh?
What the fuck is wrong with you?
What the
nigga,
fuck
aren't
is
you
wrong?
A multi-platinum recording artist? Shouldn't he be in the studio? What are you texting a
Shouldn't
child
you
for?
Should be fucking somebody with a permit?
This nigga got a child on the way. He's texting a 15-year-old.
That nigga's sick.
Disgusting.
That nigga got something wrong.
That nigga saw Stranger Things one time and was like, I need her number.
That nigga said, that nigga's watching Stranger Things with a fucking boner. Seven.
He couldn't figure out what was stranger, the show or his dick.
The show or his feelings. Isn't that, don't we got a song called Teenage Fever?
He does.
Yeah, he does.
Coincidence? I think not!
So Drake was watching Stranger Things, listening to Teenage Fever.
Yeah, with a wild raging boner,
naked, with a bowl of popcorn over his flaccid.
It wasn't flaccid.
Canada cock.
This shit is weird. I don't like. There's really no way to defend it now. When at first, when I heard he was texting Billy, what's his name? Millie Bobby Brown. That's a great name, by the way.
Yeah.
When I heard he was first texting, I was like, oh, that's kind of weird. I mean, I don't know what the fuck they probably talk about. I'm like, yeah, they're in the industry. Maybe, like, whatever. Weird. But, and then when I saw Billie Eilish, I was like, she's like 17. That's strike two, Drake. What the fuck going on? And now this shit comes out? Nah, bro.
I got grown men in my DMs.
And
I'm not to say that Drake's in those DMs.
Not to say it's Drake, but
Kylie, I think he is.
Yeah, apparently he liked Kylie too. I don't know how true that is. I feel like that's not true.
Yo, that nigga's a groomer, yo. That nigga's nasty, bro.
I feel like
he's
the Kylie a nasty thing isn't
ass.
True,
he's a nasty man. He's a nasty man. We gotta talk about Stop. We're grazing over it. This is nasty.
Nah, it's not normal. Well, actually, unfortunately, it is normal.
This is sick.
It's
behavior.
Still sick though. It's not okay. This shit is weird.
Why are we not addressing it? Why is this not talked about more? This is the third time.
Yeah.
These are miners. Miners, not miners.
Yeah.
With pickaxes. Miners as in children.
He texting them.
Texting.
Like, you got grown women.
How many 15-year-olds you text? How many 15-year-olds you text?
Not a near one.
I don't text my brother. And that nigga's 15.
I don't know.
I call that nigga from around the room. And if he's at his house, well, I won't see you next time. That's how much I don't text 50-year-olds.
I don't know, man.
What's going on?
Does he feel like he can relate to him or something? Like,
what the fuck is he, TikToking these bitches?
TikToking.
Yo, Jake's nasty, bro.
Nah, he really is nasty.
Jake got a burner TikTok where he talks to these hoes.
Yeah. Like them old niggas on TikTok.
Yeah.
Jordan, you got TikTok?
Hell
no. You seen them old niggas on there though?
Yeah.
Niggas be 45 on TikTok.
Be like
hitting the whoa.
On there.
Hitting Drake, the whoa. Drake just trapping.
Drake got a burning TikTok called The Boy Man Ting 2221215.
The Boy Man Ting. The Boy Man Ting.
The Boy Man Ting 2210405. Ow, oh, oh.
I wouldn't be surprised if he has a burner Instagram. Because he's always on Instagram. So I'm sure. And Drake is definitely one of those niggas. He really wants to be normal. So it wouldn't shock me if he had that burner account on Instagram. And that's where he's always at.
This motherfucker.
That nigga's weird, man.
Is nasty.
He is.
The nigga made Teenage Fever.
I can't remember what that song sounds like. What album was that? Was that
I don't know.
Was that More Life? I think it was More Life.
More Youth.
More Youth. More Youth. I think it was that album.
You about to play that whole right now.
What, Teenage Fever?
This shit sound rapey. It sound like the Pied Piper arm can it. Ugh.
Yeah, I don't know. It's funny. I haven't heard that song in a long time. I actually forgot how it sounded.
He's subbing J Lo on this.
J Lo?
What's this about? He subs. That's the song's about her.
Okay.
What was he subbing J Lo for?
J Lo's like 40.
They used to talk, but they don't talk anymore.
Big. I really wish I could be his friend for like.
No, well, I slap that nigga.
Because
bro.
What the fuck? What do you think is gonna come out of you and Jennifer Lopez? What the fuck is wrong with him? And I don't want to hear, oh, he's a Scorpio. He's a Scorpio. He's such a Scorpio. Fuck out of here. What the fuck is wrong with him?
People that do that shit.
He's weird.
That's it. All this, like, do you really think he's going to have a real long thing with Serena Williams?
Yeah, even that. The niggas at the tennis matches clapping and shit. Like, oh.
Hey, what the fuck you thought was going to happen, bro?
Common piping her at the same time. Yeah. This nigga's a dweeb, bro.
Nah,
this nigga,
he started messing with her after that. That's how Stay Scheming came about.
And then Stay Scheming came about that.
Yeah, he's talking about Common.
Wow.
And then that whole verse is about Common.
And then she realized that nigga was a pussy and got a real man, got pregnant, got married.
What the colonizer?
So be it. So be it. He was a half colonizer, so she was halfway there anyway.
She went down to colonizer alley.
She was halfway there with him. Yeah, man. You're halfway there when you got Drake. The nigga's weird, man. That's.
I'm ashamed to know
him. I'm gonna listen to his music, but that nigga is really weird. Like, that's one nigga. I don't even think I would hang out with him.
Oh, no. He wouldn't hang out with him.
If
he
was a real nigga. We talked about this. I wouldn't hang out with him.
You wouldn't hang out with him? Nigga. Who would you hang out with? If you had to choose Drake or Odell? Drake or Odell? Who would you choose?
Probably Odell. Cause I feel like you can't really trust Drake. We don't even know these men.
We don't.
But just from the outside looking in, I don't think that you can trust him. And he comes across as kind of phony, you know.
Definitely a little phony.
Like, I feel like now again, we don't know him, but I feel like he's the kind of guy that, like, let's say like you got your girl around.
Like, oh, he want niggas that get real funny.
Yeah. Right? He'll get like
he gonna start cracking on you.
Or he wants slap box all of a sudden. What
the fuck you trying to get physical for, yeah. Nigga? Like, why are you trying to?
He's like, yo, why would all that money you owe me, nigga?
Yeah, like, yo, should I? Or get...
like, he be like, yo, who you think got more money, me or Jay-Z?
Like, yeah, like, yo, should I cash up the like, jet today or tomorrow?
Where the bitches come around and be like, yo, you gonna give me my shirt back that you borrowed from?
Yeah, like, yo, like, isn't that my hoodie?
Oh, yo, shit, get the fuck out of my fucking shit.
You're like, yo, give her the tour to jet.
Yeah, like, get the fuck out of here. Nah, he's definitely that kind of nigga. Yeah, you can't trust that.
That's disgusting.
Yeah,
it is disgusting. But Drake is a disgusting ass nigga, so what do we really expect here? That's your man's.
That is your man's.
You haven't had much.
That
to say
is
about
your
it.
Man. And I keep understanding, like, why do you do this?
Well, it's just the music's so good.
The music is great.
The music is great.
Nobody's ever said the music
yeah,
wasn't
the music's great.
Nobody's ever said the music
I
wasn't
care
great.
About the person. They don't know me.
Yeah. Nobody's ever said the music wasn't great. Even when he was going through the ghostwriting thing, the music was still amazing.
Yeah.
Just him. Stick to breakfast, eggs, and cheese, nigga. Literally. They laughing at you, nigga. That shit was fucking funny. What else happened? Did y'all want to talk about sports? Because this whole Rockets thing is fucking crazy.
It's a little early. You got anything else before
is
we get
it?
There? We can finish it off with that, though.
Yeah,
oh, shit.
We can't. What?
Oh. Somebody screenshotted one of Sean's tweets. Say you niggas are sick.
Sean?
Yeah.
Who?
Our Sean.
The Sean?
No, group chat Sean.
Group chat Sean. John Brown.
Oh. Wait, what?
He made a tweet talking about Lizzo, saying Lizzo's sexy.
Oh, yeah, he did.
And somebody screen capped and said, you niggas are sick. And it's picking up traction.
Yeah, it is picking up traction. Nah, I don't. I would not. Nah, Lizzo does not do it for me. And it's not because she's big. She just.
No, it's plenty of big.
I like Big Jones.
I don't mind Big Jones. It's just she doesn't do it for me.
I do that. You know I got a big.
You know I got a thing for him. I don't mind Big Jones. I don't mind Big Jones.
Hold up, cap. You like what?
Like a little hefty.
Since when? I ain't never seen
Corey has never dude. Talked to a woman over 120.
Yeah, man, you never talked to a bitch over 120.
Tatiana was bigger than me.
No, she wasn't.
She's bigger than me.
She was bigger than you. We were 125 pounds, Corey. We were on the 125s.
Hey, you were malnourished,
baby. We were on the 125s in 8th grade. Quashe was on the Unlimiteds.
No, he was on our team.
And he was two grades under us.
He was on our team.
What are you talking about? We were little. No, I ain't trying to hear that. Girls were always heavier than us.
Wrong, motherfucker. I'm not going to hear that chick is your qualification of a Big Jones.
Yeah.
That's not it.
Yeah, she's just thick. She's and just, that just happened.
Yeah. So, try again.
I'm not going back on you. Especially about women, because you really get under my skin with that.
Because you're fucking lying?
What am I lying about?
I've never seen you
talk. I've never seen you, Have you ever talked to a big bitch? I've never seen you talk to a big bitch.
Like,
ever.
A girl. All right, that's another thing. We're going to stop saying bitch.
Yeah, we got to stop saying bitch. We do. We do, though.
Well, I've never seen you really talk to a big queen.
I'm trying to think of, like.
Look at you. Come on, do the math.
He's just fumbling. Scrambling.
Skinny. Thick. Skinny.
Slim thick.
Might have never talked to
him. I know you haven't, motherfucker.
You definitely haven't.
Yeah, you might be right.
I know Shallow Hal.
Yo, he saw every girl is fat. Yo, that movie was fucked up. If you haven't seen Corey,
he think the thick bitch that's like not perfectly skinny is a big fat walrus bitch that he's doing a favor.
If you haven't seen Shallow Hal, go back and watch that movie. That movie could not come out now. Oh man,
nah, that hell nah.
Oh nah, they did. You know what they did to the burn victim girl? They made the burn victim girl like, yo, that's a burn victim, bitch. Like, relax. Can y'all chill?
The fact that they had a burn victim in a comedy is insane. That is absurd.
Didn't the one nigga had a tail?
That nigga had a tail. Yeah. Oh, man. Go back. Now I got to watch Shallow Hal. I'm going to try and find it tonight.
He went on a metamorphosis under Tony Robbins. What are you, Tony Robbins? Really?
I'm going to go back and watch. Bro, please, if you haven't seen Shallow Hal, and it has Jack Black as the main character. Yeah. Funny as fuck.
Corey is Shallow Hal.
It cannot come out now, and Corey is Shallow Hal.
Stop.
I've been with a big bitch.
Here, listen.
What's the biggest girl you've had sex with, if you can put a weight on it?
Oh, wait, no. I got one.
Who? Well, you're going to have to describe it, obviously.
Yeah. We met her at a track meet.
You hit? Yeah. She wasn't big back then.
She fat now. Was she fat then?
She's just fat now.
Was she fat upon entry?
I had sex with her years ago, though.
Really?
Was she fat upon entry?
Wait, years as in, like we were, like, fresh out of high school? Or were we still in high school? Because that's crazy that you even had, like, connections with her after.
Hold on.
We met her freshman year.
Of high school.
Was she fat upon entry?
No.
She got bigger because of birth control.
But was she fat upon entry?
Like when he hit it?
Yeah.
Probably not.
She looks like that.
She ain't fucking fat.
What picture did you show
him? I never said she was fat. Wait,
what picture did you show him?
I'm talking about big bitches.
Right there.
No, I'm saying, all right, let me see. Just hold it this way.
She looks the same.
I've seen pictures where she was a lot bigger than that.
Yeah, so I'm saying, so, like, she's not.
But
she's
at not the time, small. I know for a fact. I know for a fact at the
this
time.
This is a big bitch to me. or Big Queen to me. Big, okay. If you have you hit anything around,
bitch,
that,
get your big ass out of here, bitch. Yo, that that is a funny. You ever see that shit when the nigga was talking to the? He kicked all the girls out the at the hotel room. Y'all ain't see that?
What video was that?
Oh man, it's an older video.
Nah, but you, cause I think you quoted it. Today. I did,
bro. He kicked all the girls out the at the hotel room, and one of them was big, and he was like, "Get your big ass out of here, bitch." Oh that's man, a, where is that? That's
a good specimen.
This joint, you never heard this? Put a fucking play.
Who's saying it though?
Some random nigga.
Didn't the army put that in your chat today or something like that?
I think so.
Let me look.
Oh man, where is it? Why is it my shit?
Get your big ass up out of here, bitch!
Get your big ass
up out of here, bitch. She wasn't even big. That's why I felt bad. She wasn't even big. I would have felt worse if she actually was, but I digress. What are we looking for again? No, Mike, you looking for a big queen?
I'm looking for a big queen.
That reminds me, speaking of queens, we got to talk about that rap battle between Charlie Clips and the girl.
I didn't.
Yeah, we need to stop that.
That has to stop. Seriously. Intersex rap battles has
something
to stop.
Something like this. You've never even crossed that round.
I have not.
So you know, she's not even that big.
She's not that big at all. But I just never.
Exactly. So shut the fuck up when you're talking about I've been with big bitches. You have not. You have not crossed that threshold.
The cameras didn't catch that, right?
Maybe.
She be in my DMs, wilding.
Really?
Yeah.
That this one right here?
Yeah.
I took out on a date one time. It was interesting.
What happened? Better avenues developed.
What?
Yeah, he tried to slip that in there.
Yeah, we might have went out once.
Nah, we went out. Does she listen?
Maybe. It depends on the camera. The cameraman edited that shit out.
How was the day?
He said, I ain't editing shit. This is the first time I've done this.
Put it on this one so he can't see you.
Yeah, just change the angle, man.
Yeah, angle, man. Angle.
Yeah, shit was cool. We went to fucking what was it, Bahama Breeze?
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn. So yeah, she knows there. We know. This, she knows you
around,
know me.
This is around the time. Remember when we went to Drum?
Yeah.
Around that era is when I took.
That's
around.
A while ago.
Yeah. So that was like probably going on for about 4 years now.
I would say three, four. Yeah, three or four.
Yeah. So
that's a minute.
But she knows you know me, and she be bugging.
Where she be talking to herself, or you be replying?
Nah, I mean I'm not mean. So
yeah. Corey's. I mean, Elsie is slut.
He's a nice
I'm a nice slut. I'm a nice slut. I'm a nice whore.
Elsie a coochie tease.
I am. I be teasing. I just don't. I don't do shit. I just like to see him. I like to see him squirm.
You have any dates from hell?
Do I have any dates?
Yeah, from hell.
From hell?
Yeah, like any bad
date.
A bad date? I haven't went on a. Nah, I haven't asked anybody on a date. I hung out with one girl, but we literally just went to. We went, like, it was, like, really some weird, like, some chill shit. We just went to Wawa and we ate in the car.
Wawa?
Yeah.
What?
We were chilling. Yeah. We just met up. I was like, yo, you trying to go to Wawa? She was like, yeah, sure. I was like, all right. So we just chill. But that wasn't really a date, though. Yeah,
nah,
we were just chilling.
But look, no.
I haven't had an actual date.
You really
date
like
in a long
someone,
time.
Or, like, you're trying to get to know them? The bar can be set really
Yeah, the bar
low.
Was really low.
Yeah.
So there was that.
It's just when you don't like the nigga.
I haven't been on an actual date. Man, I don't know how long. Like, my relationship doesn't count.
Yeah.
Because we were going on dates all the time, exactly. But I haven't been on a date to get to know somebody.
Yeah.
Ever actually. Yeah. Now that I think about it.
Are you gonna do that?
Am I gonna do it? Yeah, of course. But am I in a rush? Fuck no. Hell no.
Rush to what?
I'm living my best life.
And then rush to do what?
Go on a date.
I have no rush. I'm not going
this
on no date.
He ain't getting no pussy. Like, it's really sad out here. Like, he should be out here conquering it like he's Genghis Khan. And he's keeping his ding-a-ling in a goddamn prison. And I want you to answer for this. Why? Why are you doing this to yourself?
No, we talked about this. He's going home.
I don't care about that.
That's why, though.
I ain't gonna do it right now.
I want you to go
home. Yeah, but eventually, I think, like, I want you to go next home. Year or two, you're going
home. I want you to go home with some tread on your tires.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely the plan. Yeah. Right. I'm just...
Your tires is real
lining them up. Because I'm trying... You know what I'm in between? In between, like, do I want to roster or I just want to...
You want a roster.
You want a roster. Let me tell you why. No. No, this is coming from someone that had a roster.
Yes.
You must say, you haven't got rid of your roster.
I have. I had to.
Did you send out like a group text?
No, I just blocked everybody.
This thing is so toxic, bro. What?
He's disgusting,
that
bro.
That is so crazy.
I just blocked everybody.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know if I want a roster or not.
This is what you have to, because they're all crazy. Hell. One of them, we nicknamed her on this podcast Crazy.
Right.
Okay.
First of all, she blocked me on
Getting
Instagram.
Real specific.
No, she blocked not me. Really. No, not at all. She blocked me on Instagram, so that was kind of fine. So now she just subs me on Twitter. So that's it.
Yeah, that is top notch bothered. For someone who's so unbothered.
Yeah.
Very bothered. Very, very, very bothered. The people who claim to be unbothered are the ones who are the most bothered.
You saw that clip of, I don't mean to go off topic, but you saw the clip of April and like Lil Fizz or something like that?
Yes.
Yeah. They look bothered by that.
They really are.
Yeah.
That's a weird couple right there.
Did you see the clip though?
Mm.
It was like.
You know I don't keep up with niggas.
But it doesn't. Anyway. But my original point, why you gotta get a roster? Just because that's just like a roster of seeing what you don't like and what you do like.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all different though. So, and I don't know about you. But, like, when I did have a roster of, like, three, they're all different. So you get to see what you like and what you don't like. Because everybody has a roster. Even she will have a roster. It's just, are you the point guard or not?
Are you running the show or not?
Yeah, because that's the most important position. Favorite? Are you the point guard or not? Yeah.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. You can have hoes, but who's your favorite, though?
Okay. Get in trouble. But, nah, but like that, the hardest part about that is, it's best that, obviously, you don't want your other teammates to know that they're on the same team. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of hard to navigate through like social media, especially if you guys interact with each other on Twitter or something like that.
See, that's why y'all know me. I don't like messiness and I don't like, I really keep to myself. So like when it comes to certain shit like that, that's why I get stuck in between like, do I want to really be out here like that or I just want to chill? So that's why I've just been chilling because that's just my personality. I just,
let me give you an example. So, now these are the downfalls of a roster, right? So I'm on vacation with somebody and she brings up a screenshot and she's like, why don't you talk to such and such anymore? So you know me, the king of playing stupid.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't even know her name. Sorry.
The king of playing stupid.
So then she, you know, goes to her little Rolodex and she's like, you know, this. But those are the downfalls. So, like, that's what I'm saying. You got to be careful. But you interact with everybody on Twitter. So, it'd be a little harder. Me, not so much.
Yeah, because you don't talk to everybody on Twitter.
Exactly.
I talk to everybody on Twitter.
Yeah, so.
Nah, that's true. Yeah. I don't know. I'm not, like, I don't know. I'm too honest, I feel. I'm a very honest person. I don't like to lie. So, I feel like I would end up, like, if something was to happen, I would just tell the truth.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know. I'm just very honest with my intentions. And that's like, that's, and again, that's why I haven't been really pursuing anyone.
There's trash out there, though.
Yeah, it's not, you know, flowers and sunshine out here, so.
You got your good days and your bad days.
Yeah, I mean, I've been chilling, though. But again, I mean, we said this on the Ladies' Night podcast, too. Like, I'll really just be out here minding my business.
But when you're doing that, that's when the best situations happen.
Exactly. So, like, that's the thing. Like, I definitely have run into people like, oh, wow, she was cool. But I don't want to, I'm not about to be like, oh, no. Like, I'm not about to, like, jump into nothing. So, I can't. I just can't. That's just not where I'm at right now. So, we'll see. My life is interesting right now. What are you about to say? Go ahead.
What did you think about the joint from Saturday night?
Oh, she didn't even really say anything.
Yeah, I was just like...
And I didn't really say anything to her either, because I had just got off from work.
Yeah,
so...
You know what's funny? Because...
I was kind of tired.
Definitely, I felt that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I showed her your IG. She was, like, very adamant.
Really?
Yeah, that's why I texted you.
Yeah, it probably shook her up a little bit.
Yeah, because I was just like... she
I pulled
like,
up in person. She was like, oh,
nah, I showed her the portrait mode of you and DR.
Oh,
that's
wow.
My go-to.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's my this him picture? This him.
So I showed her. We're at the bar. Yeah. Like, this is my guy. So
she was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, she's like, wow, he's cute. And then her friend, the other girl that was there, she was like,
The friend was more cool than her. Yeah, she was saying a lot
I
more.
I was like, well, that nigga's on his way. I just sent the bat signal.
And I was like, I was in the Batmobile. 20 minutes later. So, nigga, I'm clocking out right now.
So I'm texting her.
Yeah.
And she's like, what are you doing this week? I'm gonna be like, me and Julian might go to Philly on Saturday. Mm-hmm. And she was like, well, I'll be with such and such. We'll see.
Yeah, she's kind of quiet, so I wasn't really. I just got off from work.
Exactly.
And there was a lot of people around. I'm not about to sit and be like in her ear, like, you know, you see what I'm saying, Shani. Like, no, I'm just not. I don't do that shit. So,
I do.
Yeah, I know you do. This nigga be fucking in Jones' ears whispering sweet nothings. You can tell Drake is his favorite. What?
All right, that's enough.
Wait, what else did you have to
Corey
say?
Corey love lying in a bitch here.
That's his favorite pastime. Yeah. Lying.
Not anymore.
All right, go ahead. Live your truth, King.
Yeah, that's all I got.
But yeah, other than that, I'm chilling. You know, if the mess pops off, trust me, y'all. I'll let y'all know.
Yeah, right.
You know, man. Come on, man. I got
Oh, so I wanted to mention.
What's up?
So over the weekend, right?
Mm-hmm.
I had the Popeye's chicken sandwich again.
Okay. Son, the last time I ate it, I think it made me sick.
It's not it no more, man.
It's really not.
It's really not it anymore.
You had a cue?
I've tried it multiple times just to make sure. Chick-fil-A is 100%
better. Yeah, 1,000%.
It's really bad.
I don't know what the fuck. Anymore. I don't know what's been going on with it, but I had it I've had it maybe like 5 times now. The last 2 times I've had it were like recent,
mm-hmm.
And I was like, I didn't even finish it. I threw it in the trash.
That's crazy.
I'm not even that big. It's not that big of a sandwich. I'm not even like exaggerating or just saying that just to be funny. I literally didn't finish the sandwich. I threw
it
out.
Did you get pickles on it?
No, I don't do pickles.
Me either. That shit is disgusting.
I'm flabbergasted.
Do you think, was it really that good, or were we just part of the
hype? No, it was good.
It was that good.
Nah, because the one that we had. It was that good.
But it's really obvious that they had to change their ingredients in order to make more of it.
Yeah.
So if like that's like going to somebody's house for Thanksgiving, they usually cook for 3 people.
Yeah, but now they're
cooking for 30.
Yeah.
It's not going to taste the same.
It's the same thing when you're in college and you're at a cafe, bro. They're cooking for thousands.
When they're cooking for thousands of people,
it's not realistic for that.
The ingredients are gonna get fucked up.
Yeah, it's gonna be.
And sense. I think that's what happened with Popeyes. The niggas couldn't handle the heat.
That's exactly.
It's too much for them.
Yeah.
The lines have you. When's the last time you went? The line is 5 minutes long now.
If that.
Nobody goes there anymore. It's back to regular, regular Popeyes. Nobody
was in there for 2 hours.
Nigga, I went in.
I took my little brother's out.
Okay. Yeah, the first. About to say we got ours from you, so
nah,
I didn't wait.
I can't even make fun of you. I waited an hour for ours.
Yeah, about to say the first time I went on my own, I waited 45-50 minutes.
I waited an hour.
So, but now it's not hitting like that. So if you're out there and you haven't tried a sandwich yet, take our word for it. The shit is go to Chick-fil-A. The shit is not the same. If you have a Crown Fry near you, just go to that. Because on God, the sandwich is not the same no more. The ingredients obviously changed. The bread is still good. The bread still slaps. But the chicken, I don't know what chemicals they're putting in it, but they're not hitting the same way they did the first time.
Yo, that's crazy. Somebody on Twitter changed their Twitter name to Lord Curve Dick himself.
Nah. Oh, man, I love this podcast.
This podcast is great.
boy Curve Dick himself.
Boy Curve Dick himself.
Listen, man.
But, yeah, I don't even know why that blew up. Well, I know why, because I put it under there.
I know why, because we tweeted it.
I did that.
I need to start doing that. I usually don't. I don't plug tweets.
Yeah, I just. It goes a little way because that one, it got a lot of followers.
I don't know. I really want to restart, like, a Twitter account, just build it back up, because the account I have now. Like I can only move a certain way.
Yeah, make another one. Just make another one.
Yeah, I probably will. It's not. It don't like. I can't be reckless.
Make another one. You got too many followers.
There's too many people on there. Like it's wild hot. Like that's why I just retweet stuff and laugh at it. I really don't tweet as much as I used to. I don't. I used to be a Twitter troll. I used to troll like crazy. and I don't do it anymore. But part of me wants to get back into the game. I missed the game. I missed the game, man. I haven't been doing it in a while.
Oh, man.
I'll make another one. Twitter's fun.
We trying to get into sports for a little bit?
Yeah, we can wrap it up with that.
All right. So, because
I really do want to talk about this Rockets shit. And I think it's, I really do think it's, like, hilarious.
Fuck the Rockets, bro.
Exactly. Them niggas can blow dick. Bro.
They can blow dick.
These niggas, like, the whole if you haven't heard, top down, this isn't even really much of a sports thing. It is sports, but it's more of a common sense thing. So, women, ladies, y'all can still listen to this and be like, "What the fuck?"
Stick around for another 2 minutes.
Yeah, just you'll be all right. Don't. All right, never mind. So
they're treading on thin ice.
Yeah, I know. The cameras, man, they got me hyped.
Yeah, the cameras got you feeling yourself.
Well, I mean, I know you ain't talking because we're going to have to edit the first 30 minutes of this podcast.
Yeah, my energy always means this.
But, yeah, so the Rockets and the Spurs had a game. If you don't know, the Rockets are an NBA team and the Spurs are an NBA team, right? So they had a game and the Rockets were up by 22 points, right?
In the fourth quarter.
So, or 20 points at this point.
No, 22.
Was it 22?
You had it right, yeah.
22 at that point. James Harden has a fast break. A fast break is when nobody's in front of him, and it's just him in the basket. And all he has to do is dunk it. So, he's running to the basket. He dunks it. But somehow, sometimes the ball gets stuck in the net. And when he dunked it, it kind of like looked like the ball didn't go all the way through the net, and it came out the rim. So, when it did that, I assume that James Harden thinks he missed the dunk and he chased after it. And the refs blew the whistle, was like, whoa, what the fuck just happened? Right? Mind you, they're up by 22 points. That is a large margin in the fourth quarter over a team that's really not that good. So they review it and they're like, all right, fuck it. The basket doesn't count. The Rockets are furious. Mind you, they're still up by 22, so they should win. The Spurs catch up. They go into overtime. They tie after overtime. They go into a second overtime. The Rockets lose. The Spurs win. After the game is over, the Rockets are furious. They're like, what the fuck? Hold on. Wait a minute. Because we should have been up by 24 instead of 22. Because our baskets should have counted. So now, the Rockets want one of two things. Either they want the win for that game, because they feel like they would have had two more points than what they normally would have had.
The Rockets want
the win. Or they want the last 7 minutes and 50 seconds of that fourth quarter so they can play it all over again while they're up by 22.
So, yeah, y'all can eat a cock.
And, they can blow sacks, because I feel like that makes no sense. Now, if the game was close and that was the deciding bucket and the Spurs would have won by two or by one, by all means, replay it.
If that was in the last minute or two, I would give it to you.
Yeah.
7 minutes.
7 minutes and 50 seconds.
You were up 22.
Up by 22.
So you want another chance to not cough up a 22.
And it went to double overtime. Suck dick. Because they caught up and it was even after that. It was even after the first quarter. So you had a whole new, you had a fresh two quarters.
I'm not rolling with that.
No.
Not at all.
No, they can. No. I don't know who they're trying to test. I don't know if they're trying to test the rules. I don't know if they're trying to see what they can get away with. They already get away with murder. They have James Harden on the team. They get away with everything.
Yeah, that nigga, you get a foul just for fucking
breathing
he
on it.
He heard. He said something back to the fan about
Yeah, the
that.
Fan was like, nobody wants to see a free throw shooting contest. And he was like, nobody wants to see all these fouls. Fuck out of here, James. You be doing bullshit.
I don't like James Harden.
I think the fact that he can make all like the amount of shots that he makes takes a great amount of skill. I respect that, but I hate the way he plays basketball.
It's just not entertaining.
It's not fun to watch.
And he's a loser.
He is a loser.
Yeah,
he doesn't win.
You can call it what it is.
Yeah,
and then you can drop 60 on a dime. Great, yeah. You're still a fucking loser.
Yep,
I don't care. Yep. I don't care about these niggas that score 50 and 30 points and fucking.
I'm taking Giannis over him. Every day of the week.
Yeah.
Like, every day. Not even
thinking
twice.
There's a lot of niggas that play flashy basketball. Yeah. They got all the skill in the world. They fucking lose. Yeah. All the time. Honestly, I don't care. Rockets is literally just two of them niggas on the same team.
If he was the same nigga he was. Russell. Yeah, Russ. Well, Russ. He fell off. But if James Harden, more so because of injury, he's just banged up. But if James Harden was the same nigga he was when he was on OKC when they had the big three, he'd probably be unstoppable for real. Because that's when he was their defensive nigga.
Yeah, he was.
He was the lockable guy. Like
he was because he didn't have to. He didn't have the load of that. Because that's why he doesn't play defense. Because his offensive workload is so fucking heavy.
But if you think about what he does on offense, all he does is dribble, 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 shoot. So it's not like he wastes much energy. Because scoring is very easy to him.
I'm not trying to hear that, he's got to score so much, that's why he can't play defense.
LeBron does both.
Nah, LeBron hasn't been playing defense, though. He hasn't.
But he does.
They only have two losses. Yeah,
but look at the team
Kawhi
that he has.
Kawhi been doing it.
Yeah. Paul
George been doing it.
Paul George definitely been doing it.
It's about effort. It's about you wanting to do it.
Yeah, that's all it is.
I'm not trying to hear that shit.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, are you just saying you're not in shape?
I think he got a beer belly.
Yeah, he does. He does.
I could argue that.
He does. I mean, he absolutely does.
As one that is out of shape, I can tell one of my brethren when I see him. And he looks like he's one of my pals. Fucking
ass. Not for real. He's not really that much in shape. You can just tell he just plays basketball every day.
Yeah.
But he's not out here actually running.
He has
running.
Like a God giving talent.
Yeah, you know? he's not out here like really running like that. So, but I don't know. I think it's very annoying.
The same nigga that lost in the finals was in the club in like an hour later.
Yeah, he was.
He's in the club.
Yeah.
When they lost to the Heat?
Not the Heat. No, not the finals. They never been to the finals. You mean Western Conference Finals? Whoever they lost to.
Yeah.
One of the few times they lost.
And then he was in the club like less than 2 or 3 hours later. I'm like, Jesus.
Honestly,
Christ,
that
nigga.
Shows you where his head is.
Really, my nigga?
That shows you just where his head is.
Remember we were talking about last week when Wanin was here. Mm-hmm. He performs worse in the places that have good
strip clubs. Yeah.
Good strip clubs.
Literally, that is a fact.
That is a statistical, numerical fact. That
somebody
you can
broke
look up.
All that shit down.
It is supported by data.
Yeah.
That the town he's playing in has a good strip club and they got some nice titties and ass shaking, that nigga's going to be
he's
ass.
He's going to be ass. And it's facts. Because that nigga.
I might start betting based off that.
I think I will too. Speaking of that, how's y'all betting been going?
I mean, I don't do that, but you guys.
You don't have FanDuel?
Nah.
Oh, wow.
Had a good day today.
Yeah.
And Sunday, had another good day.
What's the most you've won? Like, in one day.
1,200.
Jesus Christ.
Get into it, people. Get into it.
It's funny you say that. My barber, because I got a haircut today. Mm-hmm. He won $6,000. Yes,
Oh, yes. I revived.
Yeah, so
that nigga crazy.
Yeah, he won $6,000 in one day, and I was like asking him how, and he taught me a lot today. I've been going about it the whole wrong. Mm. So the price is going up. So what he does is he gives this one dude free haircuts, and this one dude is like a college basketball expert. He just tells him all the games to bet on. Yeah. Illegal.
Free game.
Yeah, that's illegal.
That is very illegal. Yeah. Niggas are going to jail.
Yeah, that's illegal.
But
it's a sports betting is the reason why sports are so big in the United States. That's the reason why. So like,
shout out to Michael Jordan.
Yeah. And then like you have like
the GOAT.
And then you have like the NFL.
The GOAT.
You have the NFL. The NFL is one of the reasons why it's the biggest is because of sports betting. The reason why is because the NFL has the most predictable games.
Yeah.
Like if the Chiefs are playing the Bengals, you almost guarantee they're going to cover. Yeah. So like it's just money in the bank.
Mm-hmm.
Now, where you make your real money is with the parlay, obviously, right? Mm-hmm. And obviously, you know, one bad thing goes wrong with the parlay.
Yeah, it's fucked. Over. Yeah.
But if it hits, the jackpot is like ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's how I won that money that day.
Yeah.
So pretty much, like he was saying, he knows a dude that made like six figures just basically betting all year.
Yeah, but I said he got good W-2s for that too.
Yeah,
so
no,
you can write taxes.
So like how you do it is like my dad taught me this trick. Like if you up like 10 racks,
keep 10% of it.
Nah, you only take out like 6,500 because anything over 10, you gotta follow your W-2. Anything over 10,000,
yeah.
Or Vegas will take it out automatically. Okay. So like, a good trick is if you get to 9,000, just stop, take everything out, and then go back.
Then start over again.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, mm-hmm. Like even if you owe like child support in Vegas, if you go over 10,000 and you owe child support money, they take it automatically.
They take out the child support.
So my dad, he knows somebody that hit. And they were like, no, that's ours. Child support. Because they run your social.
Yeah. They have to.
It's a big thing. It's a big thing, yeah.
Damn, that's fucking lit. Exactly. Like, I'm in it, but I'm not in it like that. Like, I'll bet like
me and you 50, won money 25, on Sunday. 50.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. I did. I won some money. Yeah, we won but money. Like, I and, haven't.
Oh, we won on Monday too.
Yes,
that's how my shout
out to the shout out to the Seahawks. Yeah, Russell Wilson, you yeah. man.
But I will say this: like, it's cool because you're getting money, but it takes the joy out of the game. Like, I don't
a little bit, yes, a little bit.
I don't remember the last time I watched a football game where I was just like, "All right, I'm just watching it." Yeah. Now I'm like, "Fuck!" Like,
yeah,
I'm
now you're stressed.
Yeah, now I'm stressed.
Now you're stressed. Like, it's not the same as like fantasy football. Like, it makes you watch all the games. Yeah, the stress level is a little bit, but you're not actually putting money on that shit.
I want money sitting right here because of the Lakers.
Yeah, so I'm gonna start betting on basketball. I'm definitely gonna start betting on these college niggas. Fuck y'all niggas. Y'all ain't getting paid nothing.
They always
so,
cover, bro.
Yeah, they always cover. Shout out to y'all niggas out there playing for free. Know what I'm saying? Exactly. I'm gonna make this money real quick. You feel me?
Especially if you got like Ohio State playing like
come on, dog.
Fuck Southeastern them. State. Yeah. Like, they're gonna cover.
They're gonna cover and they're gonna cover big. Yeah. All right. That's the only that if anything, that's the one thing that scares me sometimes about college sports because the spread is so wide.
Yeah, the spread's like 20 and 30.
It'd be like 20 no, I don't like that. Like when Alabama plays somebody, the spread be 30 points. So what basically that means if you're not really covering, I mean if you're not really like if you don't really know what it is, they have to score that many more points than somebody. Exactly. So like if the spread is 3.5 points, say the Eagles spread over the Dolphins is 3.5 points. The Eagles have to win by more than 3.5 points for
speaking
you to
of parlay,
win that.
That's what fucked up my parlay.
Yeah, I believe it. Yeah, I believe it. So, like, that's how the spread works. So, like, usually with college sports, when it's a really good team playing an ass team, the spread is a ridiculous amount. So, it can kind of be a little dangerous to bet on it because, like, they can win by 20, like, blow them out, but it just wasn't enough. Yeah. So. But right, speaking of the
let's
Eagles,
just get into it. Let's just...
the Eagles,
yeah,
and fuck them niggas. I feel as if they should have walked home from Miami. I think that we did right by releasing Mac Hollins. I think that a lot of the players on this team don't take anything that we're doing seriously, even though we are contenders to win the division. I think that they thought we were going to walk into Miami. Not only the players, but the coaches as well. I don't think they game planned well enough. And I honestly don't know what's up with Carson Wentz. I know things have been falling apart around him, but this is when we need him the most. And I feel like he hasn't been playing up to his potential. As good as he is, our offense should be better just because he's on the field.
Yeah, they put up 30-something points. What more can you ask from
there? And the Dolphins scored 37. So, wasn't enough.
He put up 31.
On the Dolphins.
There were a lot of plays that he left out of there.
Yeah.
Because he missed some throws.
And that's 31 points on the Dolphins.
Yeah. And the thing is, like...
so, that doesn't
like,
mean nothing to me.
I know Ertz dropped the touchdown pass.
He did.
But like the key mistakes that Carson made, they were like very key mistakes. Like the sack that led to the missed field goal. Mm. Like if Carson doesn't take that sack, he just throws it out of bounds.
Yeah.
You make the field goal. Because he almost made the field goal.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, so like that sack yard, he suffered that. And there were like, because I did watch the game on Monday at work.
Mm.
But
that's why I hate your ass. You ain't never watching fucking games.
No, I watch them on lunch break.
Okay.
Yeah, nah, but like he did miss some throws. Mm-hmm. So I mean, yeah. He had a better game than Dak, but like he had a similar game where like you look at the stat sheet, you're like, oh, he played fine.
Yeah.
But it's just like
when you watch the game,
like,
you
even
see.
When you look at Dak, like Dak has a lot of worthless stats that are just like mm-hmm. and that's really I don't mean to like go to another team, but that's how the Cowboys offense is. It's a lot of worthless stats with little to no execution. That's why we're 6-6 because we'll walk down the field or we'll kick a field goal or we'll miss the field goal. It's just a lot of worthless stats.
Yeah.
So it's just like, yeah, just because you threw 3 touchdowns and
it meant nothing.
And you threw 400 yards, it means nothing because you missed the touchdown throw
or
you missed the first down that we needed. So and it's kind of like the same thing with Carson Wentz.
Yeah.
It's little to no execution. I see like a lot of people on Twitter blaming like Howie for like the state of the team. A lot of the things that I see are coaching.
Yeah, no, it's a lot of coaching.
And to be honest, Darby, I defend Darby a lot on this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Play like shit on Sunday.
On Sunday, yes, but the three games prior to that, him and Mills were locked.
Yeah, like
so. That's what I'm saying. We said that though.
Yeah.
Depending on what day they got there, I think them niggas went out on Saturday night.
Do you know what time they got there? You can check because usually they post pictures of the flight. Can you follow one of the Sixers? I mean, the Eagles. See when they got to Florida.
Because I honestly think that they went out the night before. Because
if
that
they
game,
got there Friday, that's a problem.
That game was atrocious, bro. All right,
let me see. 4 days ago. What was 4 days?
What's the 26th?
26th.
This is honestly going to tell us a lot.
26th is a Tuesday.
4 days ago.
Just follow an Eagle that usually posts pictures.
No, the Eagles posted it. 4 days ago. South Beach vibes.
I know that. Them niggas got to South Beach that early. That's a problem.
They definitely got there on Saturday, bro. All
right, 4 days ago.
South it was Beach definitely vibes. Saturday. Because it was still, it was definitely Saturday. It's like the afternoon. It's like the evening.
All right, so maybe
they got there. They probably got there on the evening. Like it looks like it was like early Saturday. They went out that night.
You think so?
Yes.
There's a lot of players. A lot of teams are not allowed to do that.
They went out that night. I'm telling you.
Yeah, but it was just like, and when you watch the game, it was just like Darby O beat again. Jalen Mills. He looked like vintage Jalen Mills again. Just like you're beat.
Telling you, they just thought we were gonna walk in, and they forgot that these niggas have a fucking Pro Bowl wide receiver. He's just on that team.
That y'all
the team,
traded for.
The team stinks, yeah. But he's nice. Like, don't sleep. Like, and he has Ryan Fitzpatrick. Yeah, he's spotty, but when he's good, he's good. Amazing.
Yeah,
he's a top five quarterback in the league. When he's running, he's on his shit. He's one of the best. Nobody knows why. But and that's the, I don't know, man. They thought we were gonna walk in there. And they dropped the ball, and it's really embarrassing. And I hope they feel all. I hope they feel the wrath of Philly. Like I hope they feel how bad it actually feels when you lose. Like because a lot of these niggas haven't seen this. They were on. They've been here since the Super Bowl, and that's it. So they don't really know. And it's just it's really embarrassing.
What was your opinion?
Very embarrassing.
I think all the niggas is pussy. I hate them all.
Is everybody's expendable right now, or everybody's tradable right now?
It's a lot of people I think are expendable. Like a lot of people.
I think all of them.
I feel like the only people in my mind.
And I want to when I say everybody, I literally mean everybody.
I'm gonna tell you one thing. I think I got about four players that are untouchable.
Fletch, Carson.
Fletch, Carson.
Ertz.
I was ready to trade Ertz.
Carson, Lane Johnson,
and Kelsey.
Brandon
Brooks, Kelsey too. Everybody else, you can go.
Yo, Miles Sanders is nice though.
He's starting to.
He's starting to get it, bro. He's
you know
nice.
Why? Because Deuce Daly probably got in his ass after that one game when he was missing all the holes.
Yeah,
the Cowboys. And he was probably like, nigga, if you ever run like that again, you will never play again. And Deuce Daly's a real ass nigga. I wouldn't mind if he's our offensive coordinator next year.
I wouldn't mind.
You would?
I wouldn't mind.
Why?
I don't think he's
ready. Running works.
I know, but he...
Running works, Mike.
I understand.
We average 4 yards a carry with any running back. It doesn't matter who touches the ball.
Like, I get you.
Running works.
I understand it. But him, he seems like the type of mind that it's going to be running and then no creativity in the play scheme at all.
Creativity is going to come. We have Doug Peterson as our head coach. He calls the plays. That's going to come.
I mean, they're never going to.
But having Deuce Daly, we probably actually have a fullback.
Probably, yeah.
We probably would, wouldn't we?
Yeah.
We probably would. And who needs a fullback more than us right now? A team that runs the ball or has average. We average 4 yards a carry without a fullback. Yeah. Now imagine if we had CJ Ham's dumbass. Shout out to that dumbass nigga for fumbling and fucking up his
fumble?
Game.
No,
he's stupid ass fumbling.
Fucking stupid. Did you see that shit, Q? These niggas got the ball back and had an opportunity to win the game. They squib kicked it. CJ Ham got it, tried to return it, fumbled. Game over. Just like that. Jesus. Stupid. But if we had a nigga like that on our team, obviously not doing that, but just in the fullback, just somebody that can lead block, we probably average 6 yards a carry.
Yeah.
There's only 10 yards for a first down. If you're averaging 6 yards a carry, you're doing pretty damn good.
Yeah.
And I think that's probably what would happen if we had Deuce Daly as our offensive coordinator.
But yeah, like
whatever.
At this point, I think a lot of people are expendable, especially on defense. Like people I definitely want gone. Matt Collins was a good start. Nelson Aguilar, you gotta fucking go. Mills or Darby or both.
Nobody's safe.
Nobody's safe.
Nobody's safe. I'm saying this. When I say nobody, I don't mean just like some people. I mean nobody is safe.
Nobody, not a soul.
Not a single. Not a single soul on this team.
I would like to see what Zach Ertz.
I'm listening to every single offer. Yeah. If somebody's like, "Yo, what's Fletcher Cox looking like?" I'm looking at you like, "Well, what do you have? What do you have? What do you want to give to me?"
Fletcher's one of the untouchables.
No, he's not. Not to me. Not to me at this point. Not to me at this point. Because if this nigga, this is the same Super Bowl team, right?
Yeah, but you gotta understand, like, that's like, not, I know this might sound crazy, but defensive tackle is the most important position.
I'm gonna explain why.
Because like, look at the difference between the Eagles defense and the Dallas defense, right? Now, granted, we have better linebackers. Mm-hmm. We might have a better secondary, allegedly. The reason why your defense is better is because Fletcher Cox, not only does he force a double team, but he can push the pocket. So then that means you got guys like Brandon Graham, who might not be that good, but he's going to give you a gimme sack just because
he's getting a little
just 40. Because of who he is.
Because, just because the quarterback got to roll out his way. Now look at the other defense. Allegedly, we have the linebackers and allegedly the secondary, right? But our best defensive lineman is D-Law. So a quarterback, and we struggle with this, the quarterbacks that we face that are good, they face little to no pressure because no one's pushing the pocket, so they just sit in the pocket all day. So that's what I'm saying. The defensive line, it's supposed to be built from the inside out, not from the outside in. So essentially, if you say, "Oh, Fletcher Cox and go," you'd be essentially saying that the quarterback of the defense is going to go. Would you trade Carson Wentz? No, you wouldn't. So why would you trade the quarterback of the defense away? Defense is more important to me than offense in football.
Agreed.
None of these niggas is safe to me. I heard what you said.
Yeah.
But I'm tired.
Yeah, no, I feel you.
I am tired. Doug Peterson on down.
Nah.
Nobody's safe.
That.
Not a single nigga. After everything I've seen within these past few weeks, none of these niggas are safe.
I need Mike Groh out of there for
real. I need Mike Groh out of there.
I need that nigga out of there for real.
None of these niggas are safe. Like, obviously, Lane Johnson and Brandon Brooks, because we just extended them. Yeah, They're obviously safe. We don't have a choice. Jake Elliott, too. But everybody else, obviously, you're not safe. You're not safe. And main reason I say Carson's not safe is because of the playoff run we went on at the end of the season. And in the way he's playing now. Obviously, I want to keep him. But if somebody in the front office is like, man...
Somebody offered 2 first-rounders.
Yeah, if somebody's like, yo, this is what they're offering.
2 first-rounders for who?
Carson.
Y'all wild.
I'm just saying. Because you know what's scary about it? It's like, is this the ceiling?
He got a Super Bowl.
He wasn't there, though. And this is how, and he's playing the whole year. I know, Mike. But he didn't play in the Super Bowl or the games that won us to get into the Super Bowl. But he was the MVP of that season.
He set the foundation.
I know. I get it. But how was he last season? He was hurt, right?
We also had a lot of shit going on.
I know. It sucks. But that's it's business, baby. Like, I don't know what you want. I'm just saying, obviously, I want to keep Carson if the talent around him was great.
So, this is what I'm telling you. What you're saying is, you getting rid of Carson, now you setting us back at least 4 years.
I don't want to set us back. I don't.
And that's what you're doing.
I don't. I'm just saying.
That is what you are doing.
I'm just saying.
That means you're saying.
I'm just saying, I want my quarterback to be black.
Listen. I hear you. Black niggas is hitting right now.
Yeah, I just want my quarterback to be black. But I'm just saying, from a business standpoint, when you look at it and you're like, damn, like, if this is it.
With a Charlie Batch.
Yeah, if this is the ceiling, you would regret it 3 years from now not getting a quarterback when you could have.
But this is you can tell this ain't the ceiling. You saw the ceiling.
It's hard to tell because he's hurt.
It's not hard to tell. I don't see what's so hard to tell.
You see what I'm saying, Corey?
Yeah, I've always been a proponent of that. He was too. He just don't remember saying it.
Of what?
Last year, before you guys extended Carson Wentz, I said to you, people that are in like the sports world are saying that if y'all don't make the playoffs this year, like Ben Simmons, even though it's not the same, they're saying it might be. What they were saying was, we might not jump so quick to sign Carson.
Yeah, they're going to say he's looking a little funny in the light.
But you already gave him the bread, so he's there. But and you said, if we don't make the playoffs next year.
Yeah. If we didn't with a fully healthy team, then yeah. How are you supposed to make the playoffs with these niggas? How are you supposed to make the playoffs?
Because you've watched the games. You've seen how we played. It wasn't really injuries. It was just these niggas fucking around.
Compared to some teams, y'all are healthy.
Exactly.
Like, are you see what else other team? You see what Mike Tomlin's dealing with? He got a better record than both of us.
He has, and he's on his third string quarterback.
Yo.
And his defense isn't that good.
Bro, that defense is elite.
No, they were fucking. Not. They were fucking up.
Wait. Yo, they're playing with their third string quarterback.
Yep.
Starting running back was out.
Yep.
And Juju didn't play.
Yep.
And they beat a division rival.
Who's the division rival?
The Browns.
Oh,
yo, you're saying they're 7-5. You don't just say and they're in the playoffs.
They're 7-5.
They're in the playoffs.
They suck, and we know they're not going to make it.
What?
Who gonna beat them out of it? Yes, do that,
Mike. They're gonna make the playoffs.
The Browns?
No, the Steelers, nigga.
Oh, I thought we were talking about the Browns.
No, fuck them.
What the fuck is he talking about?
The Steelers gonna make the playoffs?
Yeah, yes. They're in the playoffs now.
Third string, Mike.
Third string quarterback.
The AFC must be trash.
It's not.
It's not the NFC.
It's not the
AFC. I'm about to say the AFC must be wild trash.
The AFC isn't trash though.
I need somebody show me the AFC playoffs because that's wild.
They're 7-5.
They're 7-5.
Somebody show me the AFC playoff picture right now.
Because if they're 7-5,
because I know it's doo doo. It has to be.
Well, our schedule hasn't been. There's no way their schedule is harder than ours or is easier than ours.
Yeah.
There's no way in hell that their schedule is easier than ours.
I'm saying there is because
It do not matter.
It do matter. Yeah, there's a lot of duty on that thing.
There's no way their schedule is easier than ours with a third string quarterback. No way in hell.
And these who's
one
not
th- one through six? Is
one
going.
Through six is going.
Seven through ten is not going. It's not crazy ass. It's not like it's not a layup.
It's way better, but
you gotta
come on, bro.
It's the NFL. It's not the NBA. It's not a layup. If you go, like that's safe.
Yeah.
If you go,
but it don't help that we're fucking 5-7.
Yeah.
If we were 7-5, we'd be sitting pretty. No, we wouldn't. We'd actually be in the hot seat.
Look, if you were even in that conference, you're still not in the playoffs. You're the Browns. You have the same record as the Browns.
We have the same fucking record as the fucking Browns.
Like, look. Like, okay. It's just top-heavy a little bit on the NFC. But, like, they're not bad, bro.
It's us.
It's not us.
It is.
It is.
It's the niggas on this team. It's the niggas on this team. I don't know.
I'm saying that. It is the niggas on this team.
The focus is not there. The coaching isn't there. That's why nobody is safe. Yeah. We are too. There is no reason we should be.
There is no reason
we should be 2 years removed from a Super Bowl and we just lost to the fucking Dolphins with the same fucking team.
I hear you.
What?
But the first name out of my mouth is not Carson Wentz.
It's not. I didn't say that. I didn't say the first name.
He should be one of the safest niggas on this team.
He is, though.
I don't even know what we're talking about. I don't know. We shouldn't even be saying his fucking name.
No. Nobody's safe. What it said was if somebody comes to you for two firsts for him, I'm listening.
All right, two firsts. I mean,
yeah.
I'm listening. That's what I'm saying. I'm listening.
But, like, we're not going to be like, yo, Carson really, yo, looking funny in the light. Look what he had to. Huh?
I get it. Huh? But when he's my franchise quarterback and I know how good he is,
Mike, listen to me and stop fucking interrupting.
When he's my franchise quarterback and I know how good he is and he's not making easy plays, he misses easy throws, Mike. He's missing some easy throws. Easy.
But we can't be expecting these niggas to be turning water into wine all season.
I agree. We cannot do that.
You cannot expect this nigga with Jordan Matthews as your number one receiver to like go out there and make it happen.
What the fuck?
We just cut this nigga.
I know.
Who's our number one receiver right now?
It's Alshon.
It's Alshon.
He just came back because he decided he wanted to play again.
Yeah, he finally.
And if he was there, you know who would be?
He got hurt.
You know who would be? JJ or fucking Ortega Whiteside.
Ortega Whiteside. And he got hurt. Alshon got hurt again.
Come on, man. But come on.
My thing is, obviously, I don't expect him to turn water into wine all the time.
You do.
No, I don't. It's just the fact that I see him miss plays that I've seen him make.
I say I got one loss or two that I can say, all right, Carson, that was probably you. Everybody else is.
You
everybody
know
not doing
you
their
know
job.
What that is? That's the difference between 7-5 and 5-7.
Okay. But the games that we should have won, everybody else is running. That's at least four of them. And they're close.
And you know what makes it even worse? The defense has actually showed up this season.
No.
That makes it worse.
Stop. We're going to stop that shit, too. The defense showed up for three games, and it was the last three games. Let's not have this memory lapse. Them niggas have been cheeks from day one.
That's 3 games that we could have had a division lead. And two of those games were the Patriots and the Seahawks.
I hear you.
What are we shitting the bed for? Like, and neither one of those games were a crazy loss. Like, there was no big deficit. We were in the Seahawks game all the way until the end. To me, like, it is a combination. It just is what it is. I'm just trying to be real. It's a combination of Carson, he's our quarterback, and coaching. These niggas are not on the same page, and we've been saying that for a minute.
Yeah,
they're not on the same page.
I don't know.
They're not.
I hear you, but I'm not saying Carson. Not when you're not giving him the proper tools.
You know what? But and you know why also I say Carson?
You lose it's because your number one threat, and then you play dick and ass, waiting for him to come back when you know the nigga's not coming back. Number one. Then you got another receiver that's not coming. Like he's hurt. You know he's washed, and he's hurt, and he's playing around. All
you know
season.
What, bro?
You got a running game
I
that
get
you don't want to use.
That's the biggest thing.
You got
too.
One tight end that's having a down year, and you got another tight end that's a fucking dingus and is fumbling every fucking second. What do you do?
I get it.
Your best receiver is fucking Ifum Hale, the worst nigga to ever touch a fucking football. What do you want this nigga to do?
I get it. I understand what you're saying, but you know what's crazy? When the team is good and everybody's doing what they need to do, we praise Carson. When shit's going awry, all we do is look at reasons as to why Carson isn't doing
it. You guys aren't projected to lose a game for the rest of the year, though.
And we shouldn't have lost the game we played last week. I don't give a fuck who was on the field.
We shouldn't
have lost.
You should finish 9-7.
We should have been 10-7. I'm sorry, 10-6. Yeah. I don't care who was on the field. Yeah. We have more talent.
Yeah.
Fuck all of that.
So, are we going to talk about this nigga? Who's the running back for
The Dolphins?
Dolphins that was going crazy?
I don't know, bro.
Why is he going crazy?
Yeah.
Why is he going crazy?
Same reason Jabari Parker had like 150 yards receiving.
Why is he going crazy?
You know what the crazy thing was to me? The 4th-and-1 in the first half when they threw it to deep on Devontae Parker over Darby. Bro, it's 4th-and-1.
4th-and-1.
Like, bro,
that's
it's 4th. You can't let him catch that. It's 4th-and-1.
That's so gutsy.
And he's throwing 30-yard passes on 4th-and-1. You can't... I don't know.
Come on, man. Like, and we're supposed to be the run stoppers. Yeah. Why are you letting this fucking Google intern fucking run rim shot on niggas? Like, what is wrong with you niggas?
Man, all I'm saying is...
He was wilding.
Yeah. All I'm saying is...
I wouldn't be surprised.
I know Carson. All I'm saying
nah,
is...
He didn't.
I know this team is better.
Yes, 30 yards.
This offense is a lot better than what it is.
30 yards.
That's it?
Of 2 carries.
Oh, two.
Yeah, 2 carries and 30 yards.
They weren't running the ball at all, really.
No, because they were just throwing it to Devontae Parker.
Yeah, Devontae Parker had it.
Because at no point did the coaches say, hey, why don't we double this nigga?
Yeah. No, I didn't see him double once.
No, they're just saying, figure it out. Because what the fuck?
Yeah, man, I mean.
Come on, man.
I get it. Trust me.
What?
I understand. But my thing is, when... If when our receivers are catching the ball and everything's perfect,
they're not.
No. Listen to nigga. If you don't fucking let me finish the sentence, when everything's going right on the offense, everything is like, oh man, Pennsylvania. But when things aren't going right, we find other reasons as to why they're not. And when I look at the offense, I was a quarterback myself. I see the things that he could be doing. That's all I'm saying. Like, some nigga, you gotta take shit into your own hands.
All I'm saying is this. Monday night is gonna be, it could be a,
that superhero shit don't work in the NFL, but so much.
Nah, but I'm saying Monday night.
It could at least get you a win against the Dolphins, couldn't it?
Nah, Monday
niggas
night,
had one. Niggas no, had
what
no
gets you a win against the Dolphins is not letting Devontae Parker go off for 200 damn near yards.
Yeah,
he had a buck. That is what that
helps too.
It helps.
That helps
a lot. You know what? How many touchdowns you have?
Two.
Yeah.
I get it.
What?
Nah.
I get it.
If you're up 28 to 13.
We were winning.
He did his job. Like, yo, I got it up 14 on the Dolphins. What the fuck?
In the second half.
Why? I shouldn't be doing a gun. I shouldn't have to be doing a sling out with Ryan Fitzpatrick. I shouldn't be in this position.
Not at all.
At all. I should not be here.
That's fine.
Especially because you forced an interception on the first play of the game.
Yeah, they did.
So now,
yeah,
like, oh,
Barbie had a pick on the first play.
Yeah, like, all right, they got to cover the spread.
That's fine. But I'm just saying, from everything I've seen this season, I know how good Carson Wentz is. And I've seen him make a lot of mistakes that Carson Wentz shouldn't be making. I see him do a lot of things that I would be like, there's Jameis Winston? All right, whatever. I expect that. There's a lot of throws that he misses. There's a lot of wide open receivers that he misses.
Jameis Winston, you know why we give him shit? Because that nigga got hoop.
Mike Evans.
He's still ass.
And we should have traded. We were about to trade for him too. We didn't do it.
And he's still ass.
Nah, but here's my.
I would fucking slap 10 toddlers to have Mike Evans on this team.
Absolutely.
Are you kidding me? Mike Evans is fucking just wasting away, just beating his dick in Tampa.
Seems that way.
Because this nigga's just eating a W.
He's eating W's
and crab legs all fucking day long. Are you kidding me? That's why we get that nigga shit. That nigga got tools.
Yeah.
He
had Deshaun Jackson.
He did.
Yeah, Deshaun Jackson and Mike Evans still sucks.
Oh, man, this is.
But this nigga got Ortega White signed Nelson Aguilar. I'll be like, yo, he's just not getting it done. Well, fuck. Yeah. Who can?
Listen. All I'm saying is I know how good he is, and I've seen him make too many mistakes. That's it. And like, if I'm gonna blame anybody, of course I'm gonna look at our best player and be like, "Well, you could have done more." That's just how sports is. That's how sports are.
Monday night's game, though.
Who do you play?
The Giants.
Nigga, if Eli starts, we're losing. On God.
No, he is starting. But and they it's said over. This is a big game because
it's over. Same.
Do you know what his overall record is
on Monday night?
No, overall, just period. He's 116-116. So he had 116 losses, 116 wins.
Get this nigga winning.
And they want this nigga in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, so it's just like this is a big game for him because he's not gonna. This is his last game.
You saw what just happened with the Bengals, right?
Yeah,
Andy, the Bengals had. No wins.
We didn't even know. That's
Andy Dalton. I bet on this game. Andy Dalton was not. They said nothing about this nigga playing. He was benched for like 3 weeks.
Yeah,
all of a sudden, the Dolphins were like, "We're gonna start Andy Dalton." This nigga came back and lit the Jets up. Nigga lit these niggas up.
33-6. He lit the niggas up.
Eli is fresh. Eli is completely healthy. He's been doing nothing but watching. This nigga is about to light us up. And the last film he got was us against the Dolphins?
Yeah.
Oh, this is not good.
He's going to be more of a joke to
me. Oh, this. This.
I really don't care.
You know why I care? Because we're only two games out of first place. That's why I care. That's why I care. Nigga, if we're going to win, I'd at least win the division. At least we can say it.
Nobody wants to win that shit.
Lose out, yo. Let's get these picks secured.
I don't know. I still have pride.
Because I'm not about to waste my time going to playoffs to just dick around for an extra week.
Yeah, 1 week.
Just for somebody else getting hurt.
I at least like saying we made it.
I don't, because I know on draft night.
That's like saying, yo, I went to the dance, but I ain't dancing no bitches.
Nah, that's just like I'm the tallest midget here. Like, nigga, you're still short as fuck.
Facts, but like, I still want to make the playoffs.
I don't want to go.
Like, I got the biggest dick in here, and I'm a room full of women. Yay. Yay.
Yay. Yay.
Yeah.
Man, that's just me. I just like making the playoffs. Like, so, I want to win on Monday. And it's the Giants. I fucking hate the Giants.
I want to get embarrassed. I want to get embarrassed.
And I feel so like we are.
Disperse and if, change. Yeah, yeah. So that niggas get fired.
With Eli so on the field, bro, it's not.
I want to get Eli.
It's not a good look.
Do your thing, Pimp. I want you to fucking boo your fucking your face that you make. And I want you to Deadeye, Sterling Shepard, and Saquon. Saquon, I want you to have 277 yards or 14 carries. You understand? And I want you to kick niggas in the face. I want you to fucking channel that Campbell's Chunky Soup commercials that you be doing and run crazy on niggas. Evan Ingram, you still kind of butt, do what you got to do. You know what I'm saying? I want motherfucking Janoris Jenkins to have 19 picks.
So you just want to lose out for the rest of the season?
Yeah, fuck I want it, man. To. Just go home. I want to go.
We only
home.
Have 5 wins.
Yeah,
get this pick, man, and keep it.
But
moving,
you know. That's why I don't look forward to the draft. We don't draft well. No, that's why I don't give a fuck about this. I forgot.
You know
we don't draft well.
We don't, but we do.
That's why it doesn't matter
to
me.
At least on the first rounders. The first rounders hit well.
Do we really?
Derek Barnett's good.
Derek Barnett's good.
What's he done?
Nice.
What are you supposed to do?
A strip sack?
You said, what's he supposed to do? Tell me what he's supposed to do, Mike.
What are we supposed to do?
He might not be the greatest run stopper, but he can go get the quarterback.
And plus, as far as the D-line goes, like, all the play, everybody's, like, production is down. Yeah. That's because the rotation is not as quality as it was last year.
I know. I get
niggas
that.
Niggas were eating last year.
A draft can fix that, though.
A draft can fix that. But I'm not confident in their drafting ability.
That's why I'm
if they do it in the first round, I know whoever they get in the first round is going to be able to contribute.
Especially if you got high. Because if you lose out, it's going to be a high pick.
Well, all right. Let's look at the early draft.
Second rounders and down.
What do you want in the first draft, Mike?
You want a wide receiver, don't you?
I want a wide receiver. It has to happen.
He want Jerry Jeudy.
I don't know these prospect niggas.
Yeah, he didn't watch college football, so he don't know.
I don't know.
He's from Alabama.
I would really like to give some hand jobs out there and move up for Chase Young.
Hell no, I want the other boy from isn't there another boy in Oklahoma? Jalen Hurts has a receiver, and this nigga, Lamb.
Yeah, Lamb.
Oh, God.
CeeDee Lamb?
CeeDee Lamb. Watch his highlights.
I heard him.
Watch CeeDee Lamb's highlights, and you're going to be amazed. This nigga is crazy. I would definitely take CeeDee Lamb. I either want a receiver or a corner. And the corner has to be. No. We haven't drafted a corner in the first round since, like, I think since fucking Troy Benson or something like that. Nigga, I want a first-round corner. A lockdown nigga from the state of Florida.
Yeah,
I don't care where he plays at, but he has to be from Broward County. If he's not from Broward County, Florida, or Miami, or some shit like
Kodak
that,
Black.
This nigga gotta have.
You gotta know Kodak Black.
He gotta have the nasty dreads.
Yeah, not the good ones.
Not the good dreads that look presentable. And you can make them into different hairstyles. That is your dread. Yeah. I want a nigga with the gunplay dreads. Yes. Like there's coke in that shit.
Yeah.
I need one of them niggas on my team, just a lockdown corner. Who can just shut down anybody? Because I haven't seen a shutdown corner on the Eagles since fucking Lito. Bobby Taylor. Yeah. Remember that name? The bald nigga. I need a lockdown corner. Because as of right now, Jalen Mills and Ronald Darby, they play good when they have to. Them niggas is pants. Rasul Douglas hasn't even seen the field since like week 2. I forgot the nigga was even on the field.
Sidney Jones, I thought the nigga was dead.
Yeah, Sidney Jones, he'll be in fucking Green Bay within the next year.
Yeah, give us Kadar.
I'll take Kadar. Give me Kadar. I want Kadami.
Right now.
Give me Kadami. I want Kadar.
Bring free Kadar.
Yeah, free Kadar. Because y'all not even on special teams. Stop disrespecting my mans.
Word.
I'm on Kadar.
L block, Lagurs.
Yeah, boy, facts. 6-on-9, you feel me? League him. I'm on Kadar. I'll take Kadar over anybody who's underneath Ronald Darby and Jalen Mills. Kadar over all of the niggas. LeBlanc.
Sidney Jones, go.
Sidney Jones out of here. Go. Rasul Douglas, go back to East Orange. Goddamn, whoever the fuck. Oh, Avante Maddox, you're cool. But everybody else. It has to go. And I want Kadar in their place. He runs a 4-3. Fuck out of here.
Yeah, literally. You can coach up everything.
You can fucking
up.
Blow dick, okay?
Everything else can be taught.
Facts. He has all the tangibles. All right. I know he went to Toledo. It's a smaller school, but he was locking them niggas there.
Yeah, he was a walk-on.
Yeah, he has facts. He's a walk-on nigga. Get the fuck out of here. He has grit. The nigga's hungry. Yeah, literally. And the fucking Packers got him on the sidelines. It's too cold.
He's still mad he couldn't wear a visor in high school. Okay.
Facts. He's pissed. Listen, it's too cold to be on the sideline in fucking Green Bay.
Green Bay, Wisconsin.
What are you waiting? You're literally wasting. You're giving this nigga arthritis.
Literally.
For what?
Yeah.
Bring him to Philly.
Juicy Smollett lying
exactly.
weather.
Exactly.
Okay, it's freezing out there.
Juicy Smollett lying weather. This is that's the weather he was lying in.
Speaking of lying, y'all saw when I'm fucking what's the nigga? George Zimmerman.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
So this nigga, yeah, I about to say my dad type this back in.
I did.
Alright. So if you haven't seen, this just came out today, too. George Zimmerman is suing the family of Trayvon Martin for $100 million for basically, like, defamation of character.
That nigga got some black ass.
No, they don't have that kind of money, bro.
Defamation of character, probably emotional distress out of the Judge Mathis.
You're a thug.
The nigga literally killed. This is the most absurd shit I've
ever.
He's not even white.
He's Mexican, isn't he?
Yeah, he's Hispanic.
That's the most Mexican shit ever.
But he like caters to white people because he feels like he's better than black.
Exactly. Bro,
this criminal's been arrested 6 times since he killed somebody. Six. Yes.
I don't. It really must.
He beats his wife, so you really can't respect him.
It has to feel crazy being on that jury who said that he was innocent. Because this shit, none of this shit came out until after the whole situation. So if you sit there and you see this nigga and you're like, damn, this is a nigga I said was innocent, you have to feel crazy.
Have to.
You have to. You have to feel guilt. Because obviously they presented some evidence to you, that was like, damn, oh man, maybe.
You actually have to.
You have to feel sick.
You do, but he didn't break the law.
I don't give a fuck.
I don't care.
The only thing, because I know what
he murdered,
They tried to get him because, remember the 911 operator told him, like, all right, go back in the house?
Yeah.
That's why I thought they were going to get
him. Yeah, he should have. He went out and he chased this nigga.
Yeah,
but Trayvon Martin wasn't bothering him.
He was literally walking
in the rain.
Like, that's why there were people trying to get rid of that law because they feel like it's a racial law.
How is it standing your ground if you started this situation? How does that stand your ground?
Nah, but the only reason I'm saying that is because
you can't be the antagonist.
They interviewed a lawyer. He's a black dude too, and he said he was just like, he didn't break the law, and he said it wasn't stand your the law. I'll say I'll pull the video. The law wasn't stand your ground. It was another thing. Next episode, if we feel like bringing it up, I'll watch the video. Yeah. I'll be able to refresh you guys. But yeah, he's a lawyer. He graduated from law school. He was pretty much saying he didn't break the law. He was like, what he did was fucked up. And like, and again, he thought they were going to catch him because the 911 operator said, all right, sir,
nigga, take your ass back down.
Because we know what he did. Mm. He followed him. And then I think that
he literally said, I'm going to follow him.
He followed him. And I think he attacked him. And I think Trayvon was whooping his ass. Then he pulled out a shotgun.
That's what happened. That is exactly what happened.
He walked to an ass whooping.
Yeah, you walked yourself into an ass whooping and you killed him.
And even before that, the neighbors were complaining that he was harassing little black kids that were living. Yo, I lived in Sanford.
Yep.
Sanford is a historically racist place. Like, I remember I was having like car trouble. So my man who was from Florida, shout out to Josh, he was driving me to school and he was like, we're going over this bridge. And he was like, do you know why this bridge is famous? I was like, no. He was like, they used to hang black people off the bridge and just leave them there. So like, yeah, this is the kind of place it is. Like, yeah.
Fuck George Zimmerman.
Fuck the state of Florida.
Yeah, fuck Florida.
Yeah.
The audacity, the unmitigated gall to sue this family. You took away the only thing that they can't replace.
You took away their innocence.
And now you want money?
Money that you know they don't have.
I feel like he's trolling. It's money that he believes they have because of this whole situation. Suck my dick. Suck their dick. What are you doing?
From the back, man.
From the back, man. He got it.
Off the gun for $250,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, if that's the case. Cause
they took it down because they found out what he was doing. But people were willing to buy that for six figures.
To buy his gun?
Yeah, but what's the thing? What did he put it up on?
It's not Amazon. What's the other one?
What, eBay?
Yeah, he put up, but eBay took it down because they were like, wow.
This nigga auctioned the gun.
If eBay's
he
like,
he literally tried to auction the gun and he was killed.
Yeah. You know, he was signing autographs on like Skittle packages? Like, bro.
Yeah, yeah. Wildin'.
Wildin', bro. Like, yeah, fuck him, man. That's about it. That's all we got for y'all.
That's all I got.
I didn't know he was doing all right. That shit actually
basketball got me Sixers is balling 10-0, undefeated at home. You already know what the fuck you're talking about. That's it. That's what I wanted to add. I want to ask a couple questions of our cameraman.
Yeah, wait. Yeah, let's get some insight on this.
AKA Q, dog. AKA
Q, yeah. So, background story. So, you were living in Chicago.
Living in Chicago for the past, about a year.
About a year.
So, were you there when 6ix9ine came to O Block?
No, I think I was still in college at that point.
Okay. Where'd you go to college?
Kenyon College in Ohio. Like, middle of Bumblefuck, Ohio.
Ooh. Kenyon College in Ohio.
You play football there, Carson?
Yeah, all
4 years. Play football? You played all positions.
Oh.
When I got to college, I went to college as a fullback, ended up playing D-Y.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Okay. Cause you,
you probably play fullback for the Eagles. Yeah. I'm gonna put him a good word. I'm
you look like Brandon Brooks.
You do.
Without
you do
the like anxiety.
Brandon. Yeah, with minus the.
Quache was always famous for like being big and extremely athletic.
Yeah, no, he was always bigger than us athletic than us. It was never fair.
You know, I knew this nigga played football because he got like the fake ass Samoan tattoo. I was like, oh shit. I'm like,
he do got the Samoan joke.
I'm like, who you my time?
Yeah. I'm a Louis my time. Hashana hala hala.
Remember when the niggas did that? The team USA, they got blown out by 50?
Yep. Yeah, they tried to hit us with the drum.
With the haka.
And we fucking haka that ass. Yeah, that's never gonna work.
Haka the shit out of that.
That's never gonna work. You're gonna need more than spirits, nigga.
You're gonna need more than the ancestors of the grove. You're gonna get your boomerangs out, nigga. Yeah,
Dio de los Muertes, you're gonna need a little more than that.
Yeah. This ain't Coco, nigga.
Yeah. Mexicans on an island.
You put your ass
good
on
luck.
We gonna post your ass up on the ofrende.
But yeah, so you lived in Ohio.
Yeah, Ohio and, for 4 years in Chicago right after that.
Okay, and now you're back in Jersey. Back in township, and you said you have an interesting job. So
yes,
you're gonna have to speak up a little bit. What is the job that you do? I don't know if you want to be on camera.
No,
okay, all right. So what is the job that you you do?
I currently work for a watermelon farmer, watermelon distributor, and it's based out of Florida, but obviously I work in the Jersey office. Literally selling watermelons, like trapping watermelons.
About as most about as niggerish as you can get.
Yeah. The most black job I could ever come across. Is yeah, like, yeah. I'm just going.
But it's a corporate job, right?
It's so, corporate. Like it's a legitimate company. It's the biggest watermelon producer in the country. 9-figure business, like hundreds of millions a year in revenue. It's a huge company.
They just do watermelon, huh?
It's so funny. Strictly watermelon. It's so funny because when you think about it, it's like somebody has to do it.
Yeah.
But you never see this shit.
No.
You would just never expect like a corporate office.
Yeah, like, I mean, it's a family owned, like it's owned by three guys. Like it's very family oriented. So it's not like I go to work whatever if I want to wear.
Jim, Jeff, and Jay.
literally, it's John, Rich, and Hamilton.
Yo, you work for the white man selling watermelons.
What a coon.
What a...
yes, boss, I get these melons off real fast.
Yo, go in the office talking like a slave one day.
Yeah, oh, my God.
Make them mad uncomfortable.
Come here. Welcome to the WBA.
Only on the WBA. I like chicken and watermelon.
Yeah.
What else would you need from me, boss? Yeah, ask to do everything.
Go on to the bathroom, boss.
Yeah, did they give you some flack?
Clock it out for lunch, boss.
My direct supervisor, like, you call him the supervisor, he
he's like, he jokes around, like, he's cool and shit, like, mm-hmm. he will think that shit's funny.
I'm about to say, I'm sure y'all have conversations about it. Because there's no, you literally can't avoid it.
Like, literally, and I do, like, black shit. Like, we have access to watermelon all the time. I'll go downstairs in the warehouse and get a watermelon and literally eat that bitch at my desk.
Oh, my God. Like, and nobody can blame you because it's like, free watermelon. Like, what am I supposed to do?
Eat a big-ass watermelon and, like, whatever. But it's like, yo, how much black can you be? And my first day, I showed up with a fucking orange drink from Wawa. He's like, really? Fucking orange drink and watermelon?
You really got to get used to that. That would have took a little bit for me to get used to.
Yeah,
I'm like, ugh. I know where I'm at. I know my environment.
My HR senses are tingling.
Yeah, right.
There's no fucking HR, so niggas say
that's crazy that like a company that big wouldn't have an HR.
No, there's no such thing as HR.
Beautiful.
They know. They knew the shits.
Yeah,
they knew the shits. They're like, if there's HR here, this company won't like exist.
Six on the book workers, the rest are Mexicans. So it's
like, yeah, all right, so
my
yeah,
God.
Yeah. Like, imagine, if you think if they hire HR, that's like two or three more salaries they have to.
And like, they're literally like most of their job is out in the fucking fields, like literally farming
on the plantation.
Yeah, like, literally on plantations, but they own like hundreds of acres down in Florida and Georgia. It's wild. It's a crazy fucking experience.
That is honestly amazing.
Yeah, went from like a corporate job at a logistics company in Chicago, like legit, like fucking shirt and tie type shit. To
so,
like, what are you wearing to work now?
Whatever. Yeah, whatever.
So, when did you come across all these this equipment? Gadgets?
I've had the camera for a while. My dad's really into photography.
Yeah, I'll be seeing that, Joe.
Yeah.
You say you're skating?
Nah. My little brother. It's like football, basketball.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
My 11-year-old little brother. Little,
yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Super, I did see that.
He's super happy.
Nice. Yeah, he's nice, right? Yeah.
It's going to be the deal.
Is this the youngest one?
Back, right?
Yeah, the youngest.
Finally. Yeah. God damn. Them niggas just kept coming up, bro. Yeah. I'm like, yo, not another one. No athletic. Fucking way.
Athletic. 16 and 11. 11-year-old's the deal.
That's crazy.
I'm about to be running off top.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
Nah, he's super fast.
Yeah, nah,
like, the highlight you put up of him hitting the corner, I was like,
phew. Running back?
Yeah.
Yeah, running back, bro.
Shout out to him.
Oh, okay.
That's lit, man.
Once I talked to Corey, I was like, all right,
oh, wow.
Hold up. You ain't say all that. Now we got to reimburse you for real. Because the lighting is amazing.
It is immaculate.
We got to put
it
on immaculate. The LLC now.
Yeah, it is crazy, man. Now you got
to
start
We just had to put this thing in.
Yeah, right? Yeah, fuck. Now we got to add you to the logo.
Yeah, I went to the Best Buy and I was like, yeah, I need some tripods, some lights.
Oh, man. I feel terrible. Well, nah, you know what, bro? Shout out to you. We really appreciate
shout
you.
Out. Welcome to the team.
Welcome to the team. Because now it's us four, and we got Dalvin, of course. This nigga travels the fucking world.
Yeah, he lost his phone in London.
Yeah, all I get is emails from Dalvin. Like, I don't get texts, I get emails from him. So it's very professional. This nigga is very bougie.
Nah, he DM'd me. He was just like, he's like, yeah. He's like, I never got a chance to meet you. So he's like, can you just tell me about yourself?
So he's so professional.
Yeah, so
this nigga has his own app.
Yeah. He was like.
Does every fucking thing.
Nah, he has like a poll on IG saying like,
what should I do next?
Yeah. No, if you have an app idea, hit me up. I'll make it for you.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good.
He does that. He does web. He is a tech geek. Like, he put Geek Squad to shame. Like, this nigga knows everything.
He lives in San Francisco. So
he lives. Yeah, he lives in Cali now.
Yeah,
and he just travels. But shout out to Dalv. But speaking of Dalv, it just made me think of Sigmas and thinking of Sigma. Shout out to the Alphas. It's their Founders Day.
Yeah.
So happy Founders Day to them. Happy Founders Day to Peter. Yeah, Taji, Nigel, Avery. Fuck, man, who else is Alpha? I don't know. There's too many Alphas out there.
We say Avery, right?
Yeah, I said Avery. Somebody else, man. I don't know.
Pastor.
Who?
Pastor.
Yeah, my pastor's an Alpha. God, oh man, too many Alphas. But yeah, happy Founders.
Are they the biggest one?
Yeah, not the biggest.
Okay.
Shout out to all the alphas.
That was such a slight.
Shout out to all the alphas. Yeah, shout out to y'all, man. Nah, they really cool as hell. Yeah. That's definitely. It's funny because that was the closest frat that I got to when I was on campus.
Yeah.
So I never joined anything, but shout out to them. They definitely. I know a lot of alphas. They took me in as far as just taking care of me and making sure I was always good because I DJ for them.
Yeah.
So that was the frat that, like, whenever they had house parties, I was the DJ.
Yeah.
So shout out to them. They always took care of me. Shout out to Alex and that whole, Iota Death Row or whoever. Just shout out to everybody, man.
Iota Row,
yes. Death Row, shout out to them. Man, there's just so many of them. But yeah, happy Founders Day to the Alphas. It's too many. Whew.
I think that's it, people.
Yeah.
I don't know when the visual is going to drop, but we'll see us. We're looking real good.
Facts. Wait till man, you know what I'm thinking about doing? You did it recently. I think about cutting all the facial hair, just keeping the mustache.
For work.
I know, but I'm going to just do
it. I got to cut this off.
But also, I'm going to get a fade. And nose ring coming soon.
Jesus Christ.
What the fuck is wrong with shit about to be hitting real different. Man, listen, nobody's girl is about to be safe after this.
City boys, we're back.
No, we're not.
Yeah, we're back.
Because I got left hanging. So
nah, we're back.
Yeah, all right. Watch. Niggas going to be hating after I come back with the fresh. Well, yeah, watch when y'all see this little transformation. You feel me? Mike, you can still transform. I mean, yeah, just come on, bro. Yo, just get the goatee. Yeah. Mike, do the goatee.
Y'all are bugged out.
Do the goatee.
I'll keep my shit.
You got a new job. Be professional.
Mike, do the goatee. I'm telling you. I'm telling you, bro. Try to goatee.
Start fresh. It's about to goatee. It's about to be a new year. Try to goatee.
Watch. You'll be like, oh, shit.
You can get it back.
With just
the goatee and then do what with this?
You can fade that shit.
Yeah, skinny kid. Yeah.
Fade it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't steer you in the right direction. Yeah. Oh, God.
Exactly.
I'm telling
Try
you.
Try it. We have nothing.
And you know what, Mike? You know
it's going to grow back.
I was about to say, worst case scenario, it's going to grow back. That's why I'm going to cut all this shit off. Exactly. It's going to grow back.
We'll discuss this later on.
I'm telling you.
All right, our voice is gone, so that means it's time to end this shit.
Yeah, and you didn't even drink.
Nah,
I got to take medicine in a few hours.
Because I'm still trying to get over this stink thing.
Ew, both of y'all niggas.
No. Okay, sure.
Yeah, both y'all sick.
Sure.
Yeah. All right. Man, I don't know how I have the best immune system. All I do is drink and eat
Chick-fil-A. You be outside all summer, that's why.
That's true.
Yeah.
Word.
Nah, yeah.
I'll be developing.
Yeah, which is crazy talk me though. Whatever.
Anyway, thank you guys for listening for another week of the pod. Make sure you check us out on Instagram at Not That Serious Pod and Twitter at NTS Pod.
Mm-hmm.
Follow us on our personal Instagrams, Twitters, all that.
Yeah, there's a YouTube now. I didn't tell y'all niggas, but go on YouTube and look up Not That Serious Podcast. You can subscribe to that. Wait for the link to drop.
You already know. The link will be dropping soon. And as you know, visuals are coming. Make sure you go on the website, ntspodcast.com.
Yep.
Merch. See where we are hosting our podcast at. Everywhere you get podcasts, you can get us.
Yeah, we're gonna get back on SoundCloud too. We've been fucking around with that, but I think I'm gonna pay for the SoundCloud for like a year
you
or something.
Do it?
Okay. Yeah, we have to, because it's just we've been getting a lot more people, and you just have to assume
just
that people just don't go to those places for podcasts. Fair. So we got to get back on SoundCloud. That's our fault. I blame myself because we really stopped paying attention to that, and I never said anything. So we're gonna get back on SoundCloud for sure.
So upgrades are coming, improvements are coming. New year, better man. Work for us.
Yeah, man.
So thank y'all again. We'll see y'all next time. Same time, same place. Love y'all. See y'all next time. Peace.
Peace.
Oh, man. So what she was saying.